much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Wilson! Wilson, where are you? Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This guy is doing great work.
I have to have snacks Monday through Friday. I have to have snacks for school, snacks for after school, snacks for TV watching, snacks for just when I feel like snacking. I have to have my snacks.
Put them in my belly.
So I was just laying there, taking it all in. I'm super excited for
That is tough to listen to.
And now.
This better be good. I left a cold protein shake on my desk.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, party people. Welcome to a new show. It is Thursday morning, the 12th of March.
Hello.
We are here.
So, did yesterday feel different than the days before? Because it did to me.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
What world would you feel like, normal?
I mean, I just feel like it sped up so fast yesterday.
Yes.
And before that, like, I was skeptical a lot. And I was like, oh, I'm wrong. And it's speeding up at an enormous rate.
The irony that yesterday was 3:11 does not, it was not a chill day.
Mm. No, it was not.
There's no irony that it was 3:11.
Right, it's true. It does. It was a plague that has hurt us for many years here. Number one, we come here today. We were texting all last night. This feels like one of the oddest days in sort of sickness history? Can you say that? Is that even a weird sentence to say?
It is different than any of us have experienced in our lives, I think.
And,
right?
if you've been following the show, I guess we've had on experts, we've made jokes about it, mm-hmm. and for all of that to kind of feel like it was crashing down, like, don't worry about it, it's just hype. I know that I've been sort of joking, saying I feel like, but I was also kind of joking. I never thought that we would actually have a night where it feels like the NBA is canceled. Tom Hanks has corona. I mean, if you wrote this in a script, you wouldn't believe it.
That's too much?
Way too much.
Back it off a little bit.
This is the
it needs to be believable.
It's the outbreak movie that yeah. everyone's like, it's just not realistic. But I don't know what to say. It's a weird...
I mean, I do feel like we are at a position where now we should make probably fewer jokes, although let's...
Try our hardest.
Yes, and take it seriously, but don't panic.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be a balance of some sort.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
a difficult balance to find because facts are kind of a moving target today. So it's a little difficult to put
and yeah, way. One guy on a team in the NBA has coronavirus.
Yeah.
Could he have passed it to a ton of people that he played in the last 2 weeks? Absolutely. Does Tom Hanks have it? Yes, he does. So does his wife, Rita. You literally just named three people.
Yeah, I think the scary part is that the NBA made their decision because every player would have been infected by another player within the last 5 days. So that's one of the reasons.
And they wouldn't have known it.
And they wouldn't have known right, it, right. Yeah. And not there's not enough tests. Tom Hanks wouldn't have been tested in the United States based on how many tests we have and the regulations towards why you get tested. So that's a scary thought that he got tested because he was in Australia and wouldn't have been tested here. So even though the numbers are still very low, it is mostly the scary part of all these things is that it's mostly untested. Mm-hmm. We don't know the larger scale and it's mostly just killing off, like we said, people who have existing
underlying medical issues. Older people.
But they don't, I mean, I guess it's the mystery that people are most afraid of. And
yes,
probably for good reason.
It's not knowing. It's not knowing how far it's going to go, not knowing what's going to have to get canceled before we get a handle on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do believe everybody thinks there's going to be another side to this where you look back and go, wow, that was a crazy ride. But for the most part, just like most diseases.
Well, it was like yesterday.
Our experts know what they're doing and they get it handled. But right now it's in a state of flux.
And yesterday we said like, H1N1 or something, we had made a joke about it didn't have the impact we thought it did. And then we realized 15,000 people died from it and there were 6 million cases. So I think these things happen a decent amount. And this one appears to have the one thing that I've learned just by kind of the last even couple hours is the scariest part of this actual disease, of the coronavirus, is that you can go 2 weeks without a symptom.
Yeah. You could have it and not ever have
it. And that's different than, you know, SARS, or that's different than even the scariest of all, measles. Like, there are 2 weeks of times where you can give this off, and there's no need to do anything about it except take a test, which we can't get. So I think that's that mystery stuff is what scares me, not the idea that we're all, you know, in a zombie movie.
Can I ask you, measles are the scariest to you?
That's what I've learned, yeah. But in the I mean, we're going to have an expert on later, so I've been listening to that interview mostly, and I didn't know measles had a 10% fatality rate. And everyone's freaking out about this one, which is about 3.4, give or take a point or two. But I didn't know measles had a 10% fatality rate. That is so high. 1 in 10 people that get it die.
Right.
So that one, that's why vaccines are so important. But that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's not
I feel like
happening
maybe
now.
Someone in this room has been spinning out of control.
I just listened to the shows.
And has been listening to measles podcast.
Did you sleep?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Very
just check
good.
It.
I went to sleep before you guys, I think.
Just check it.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the mystery.
It's difficult to find a balance when there's a mystery, when there's a lot of unanswered questions. So you just kind of have to feel your way through it and try not to panic and try to be positive, but also take it seriously. And I do sort of like the fact that the government, the NBA, I feel like they're reacting about as strongly as they can.
The government?
The NBA. Let's go with
okay.
that. Let's go with that.
I was going to say, you have not been watching anything.
No, I'm saying the people that need to be taking it seriously seem to be. And I can take some comfort in that. But having said that, where do you get tested in Southern California? If you need a test,
Not really.
I don't know. I mean, they're telling you to call. Don't even go in.
Yeah.
Get on the phone with your doctor and say, here are my symptoms. What should I do?
Unless you are over 65 and have existing conditions and you find yourself with a cough or a fever. Those are all things that you should get tested for 100%.
Right. Yeah. But everyone should call first, I think, is what they're saying, unless you're really at risk. So we're going to try and keep an eye on that this morning. We're going to take some phone calls. We're going to have some experts on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see if we can get through this together.
Do you guys think I had it?
Like, I mean, in all honesty. Do you want to get into it for real?
No.
In all honesty.
I think she had it, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I texted you, but you didn't write me back this morning. Did you have a fever?
It was pretty low grade.
Oh, that is what you get.
Oh.
You get a low grade fever.
Yeah, then.
I'm going to say no.
100.4?
You're going to say no?
Allie,
yeah.
100.4?
Oh, yeah.
That's the fever you're supposed to get.
Well, nailed it.
It's right on. You were right on.
It just
Good
seems,
job.
It just seems odd that somebody that worked here was in the epicenter, and then a week and a half later, I had one of the worst flus. I said to you guys, I haven't had a flu like this like for a long time, like a decade.
I do remember saying
and
that.
It went right to my lungs.
This could be a pandemic.
Like this was, I didn't say that, but I remember.
And I was like, don't be ridiculous.
I remember laying there and I called my parents and I said, I can literally hear my chest crackling as I'm breathing. And they were like, okay, well, you have bronchitis. Okay, cool. Because it wasn't really a thing back then. Back then.
Yeah, 20% have that wheeze that you had.
Oh, that wheeze was strong.
And 80,
made for great segments once I did come back.
Yeah, we started laughing.
I'm happy we made so many jokes about it. 80% have that wheeze that you had. And it seems like a given you
You've been Googling.
It's not a given that you have it.
Come
That's
on.
Ridiculous.
We had someone who was in the Wuhan airport.
No. Is it possible she had it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did she have it? That's a wild guess and we don't have any
more
idea.
More possible than
I think
not.
It's more possible than not.
Everybody has to figure that out for themselves as they go.
So what I got from that is Jensen is immune from coronavirus.
I know. What the hell?
It's possible because I went down right after you. Yeah.
You
I don't think I had it though.
Maybe.
No.
I don't think I did.
There's varying ways of
then
taking
again,
it.
Then again, it also is how you interpret stuff. Mm-hmm. I naturally say, oh, it probably wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That's kind of who you are.
Yeah. And I don't know that that's any better than any others, but you kind of have to make sense of it yourself and move on.
Guys, I didn't even want to watch TV when I
know. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
That's the deal breaker right there.
That's the sign.
That meant it was bad.
That's the true symptom. You had coronavirus. We have someone who was in the Wuhan airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have some experts today that we're going to talk to, a coronavirus expert. We have a virologist.
Someone who is a scientist about viruses.
We have Dan Wyke from the NBA is going to talk to us. We're going to have Dr. Drew on the program today. We're going to take your calls. We're going to keep up with all the details as they come out. As we say, it's a rapidly changing story, so we'll just keep as much a grip on it as we can.
Question, do you think Dr. Drew has a lot to answer?
Do you think Dr. Drew is still going to be like, calm down, everything's fine?
I think he will.
I mean, we do need those voices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have to be honest, though.
Agreed.
I think he will be calm, but I think he might say, yeah, I mean, man, this is the spike I kind of predicted. We're still all okay. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, we'll find out as we go this morning.
Oh, boy.
Here on the World Famous K-Rock. We'll be right back. This is the World Famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Time for our first look at what is happening. Allie.
I was thinking about this last night. Is there anyone else in Hollywood with more goodwill than Tom Hanks?
No.
No,
there's not.
Maybe a Dolly Parton.
Maybe.
Maybe Betty White.
He is a real Mr. Rogers.
He really is. Yeah, he's America's sweetheart.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah. So when news came down last night that Tom Hanks and his wife Rita had tested positive for coronavirus, people were like, come on! What is going on?
Well, like, if he can get it, so can we?
Yes!
I mean, everyone sort of knew that, didn't they?
You can't touch Tom Hanks.
Okay,
how dare you?
Come on. So here is what he posted on both Instagram and Twitter. He said, hello, folks. Rita and I are down here in Australia. We feel a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers, too. To play things right as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus, and we were found to be positive. Well, now, what to do next? The medical officials have protocols that must be followed. We Hanks have been tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more to do than one day at a time approach, no? We'll keep the world posted and updated. Take care of your health, of yourselves, Hanks.
What a weird world to have to alert the world when you get sick. Like, how many people would you say have to do or would do that?
I think
they don't care about any of us, but if you're Tom Hanks.
I think the transparency helped a lot of people, for sure.
Big time.
I agree.
But he was down and in Australia with his wife, Rita, working on Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis Presley biopic. He plays Colonel Tom Parker, so I'm sure that set is freaking out.
Alec, I know that sounds very scary.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, America's sweetheart, has the disease.
Yeah.
He's in Australia.
Can I make you feel better?
Yes, please.
Can we hear from his son?
Colin?
No, Chet.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's up, everyone? Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus. Crazy. They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. But I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I appreciate everyone's concern and the well wishes, but I think it's all going to be all right. But I appreciate it. And just everybody stay safe out there.
Okay.
Much love.
You think
Much
Tom
love.
Hanks has ever tripped?
Well, he wasn't tripping
once.
Now.
He wasn't tripping.
Not tripping then. Now.
I know. I'm saying,
has
he ever?
Mm-hmm. Chet Hanks is a calming voice.
He really is.
And I'm
and
not
that's
even
a scary
I'm
thing.
Not even kidding.
It was nice to hear from
Chet
Hanks.
Yes.
All good. No worries.
Yeah. Colin posted something on his Instagram as well, just talking about how they're receiving excellent care. Thank you for the outpouring of love. So the whole family obviously concerned, but also calming people down at the same time, which is...
I think that's what we need to try to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Be concerned. Take all the
take
safety.
Take every precaution you can.
Mm-hmm. And try to calm people.
Stop freaking out. It's not going to help anyone.
Hey, was Colin tripping?
He was not tripping.
Great. Good.
No.
I don't think he trips either for the most part.
Much love.
Mm-hmm. A lot of TV filming halts as well. We know a ton of different shows are not having an audience. Now that includes Late Night with Stephen Colbert, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Good Morning America, The View, The Today Show. They're just going to have people like outside at the window looking in like
trying
they
to get
used
in.
To, remember? But now it's just going to be those people.
You see like a zombie walk by behind the set?
Possible. Disney Plus show, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, has halted filming in Prague. Mm-hmm. And the cast and crew are being sent home. Survivor was scheduled to begin filming in Fiji, production being postponed until at least May. Riverdale has suspended production. Yesterday, Ellen announced that her show would be doing it audience-less. We found out yesterday the Paley Fest was being canceled. So, I mean, it's everywhere. And if you're working under an abundance of caution, you just say, is it worth it? And the answer to most things is no. Do we really need an audience at Ellen? No, we're going to be fine.
Where do I dance?
How will she dance?
How?
So many.
Where am I supposed to get my dance on?
Do you think she called Wendy Williams, who was also working audience list, and said, listen, I know you're really affected because you asked people to clap.
Clap if you watched.
Right? And no one's going to clap.
Right.
And then
if you've ever had a guest upstage you at your own wedding.
Right.
Ellen's going to be like dancing and she usually stares at people when she dances.
Right.
The people dance back. Mm-hmm. Now what?
If Omar Rosa had a talk show, would you watch clap?
Her that was a weird way that she said that.
That was a roast Yoda.
It was like on a run. That was weird.
If Omar Rosa had a talk show, would you watch clap?
What?
She's turned into me right there.
Very confusing. One was very confusing. But,
yeah.
Just weird, right?
Well, I think Ellen should be Wendy's audience, and Wendy should be Ellen's audience.
That would be real. Yeah, I think they're on different coasts.
Clap.
Right.
Okay, well,
it's just an idea.
You don't mind that she's not coming to New York.
Okay.
I mean, right, Ellen. Ellen should stay home.
No one should be traveling.
So yeah, we don't mind. We don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about a hologram? A hologram audience?
It's a very good question. It's a very
hologram
good question.
Audience.
What do you think about that?
Where would they get it?
I have a
clap if you don't mind a hologram.
I can have a hologram audience. Absolutely.
A hologram audience.
Where would they get that from?
The hologram people.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds solid.
Listen, we are solving problems at 5:58 this morning. Good Lord. You guys, you know what we have coming up at 9 a.m.?
What's that?
Honestly, I don't know.
A new Killer song.
Oh!
Yeah, it's going to be released at 9 a.m., and we're going to play it for you.
Something to get our mind off this
stuff. Yeah, a little something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Also, we can look forward to these people celebrating their day of birth.
Tough day.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
I mean, it makes sense.
Kick me while
it?
I'm down.
But Ron Funches.
Okay.
Just a delight, right?
That's good.
And Jake Tapper.
Okay.
Do you remember when I asked him when he came into the studio, what's up with your resting bitch face?
Mm-hmm.
I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think he did too, which was odd to me. I was expecting him to, No, it's funny.
He was like, no, I totally have a resting bitch face and my whole family talks about it.
Makes
sense. Cool, Jake. And that's what's happening.
All right, we're going to keep you up to date on what to do in Southern California. If there's anything that comes across, we'll let you know. We're going to talk to experts and we will continue with the show here on K-Rock. All right, we're here all day. We're taking a look at the serious side of things and the funny side of things, if there is such a thing. Mm-hmm. And we're keeping a track of everything that's going on in Southern California. For example, if there's anything over 250 people, they're saying probably cancel it. Just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just cancel pretty much everything.
Muggs might have been at one of the last sporting events last night.
That's true.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
The Kings game, and boy, was it empty.
How empty was it? Oh, no.
Now, is that because they're in last place, or?
Well, you'd think so. I think a little bit, but I mean, they've been on a winning streak.
Yeah, they have. I know. I'm just kidding.
Seven in a row, right?
Seven in a row. So the fans have been coming out like the last game.
I was joking,
but
keep explaining though. Why would Kevin be wrong?
You know, they've done some trades,
rebuilding year.
No, but coronavirus. I think everything that happened yesterday kept everybody inside.
Yeah,
but I say, hey, look, the better chance for me not to catch anything when you stay home.
That seems weird because it's on surfaces and stuff. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're me 2 days ago, so that's great.
Yeah.
Where did you go yesterday?
I went to my favorite place on earth.
Okay.
The best.
Disneyland.
No.
Okay.
The best establishment, the best eatery, the best restaurant in the world.
Okay.
And that would be Soup
Taco Bell?
No.
Oh.
Soup Plantation, Kevin.
And didn't they say specifically don't go to a buffet?
Well, so much so that in Vegas, I know the MGM started it by closing their buffet, but I think
they keep restaurants open but close buffets,
right?
Yeah,
they're closing seven Vegas buffets, and I'm sure they're adding on more today. So, Muggs, this is a controversial decision.
Look, come on now.
I mean, that's what we need right
that's
there.
That's what we're saying. Come on now.
Look,
that
come on now.
Saying. That is what we're saying to you.
That was me 2 days ago. This is great to watch it play out in real life.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love me some Soup Plantation.
Right,
and
we got
I'm
that.
Not going to let
got that point.
A little bit of a coronavirus stop me from going to one of the best buffets in the world.
So the problem being is that there's a lot of people walking by your food. They're within six mm-hmm. feet. If someone were to sneeze and it even gets anywhere near the food, well, then we have an outbreak.
Plus the olds.
Yeah. I guess. But look, I am a club veg member, okay?
Okay.
I am a club veg member.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I get all the Soup Plantation mailing letters.
Right. Okay. Emails and coupons.
Everything.
Right.
Did you get an email from Soup Plantation?
I did.
That's a whole different level.
Please come in, John. And we miss you.
And they wanted to assure me, the CEO wanted to assure me the steps they were taking.
It was...
Keep,
there's, not just to you, Muggs.
It was a full
No, it was right to Muggs.
He wanted to let me know.
Your beer mug.
Beer mug?
Mm-hmm.
We are taking the precautions and the necessary steps to keep you and your guests safe at our eateries.
Yeah.
Please continue to come in. We have hand sanitizer at the front of the salad
bar. All right, let me ask you a question. A serious question. Yeah. So you went to Soup Plantation yesterday.
Absolutely.
Would you go today?
I would go every day the rest
of
the
week. Dumb. All right. But you posted some...
He said they have hand sanitizer. Like, he could have used it as dressing. Yeah. Like, oh, now they have hand sanitizer.
Look, you take a sip of Purell every time you take a bite of food, you're good.
Look.
That was a joke. Don't do that. Muggs did post on his story, so let's hear it. Goes.
So this whole coronavirus epidemic, they're telling people to avoid buffets, like a place like Soup Plantation, right? Well, I say, yeah. But Soup Plantation.
Right. I mean, that's a compelling argument.
Yeah.
Good point.
Mugs, how many people were there with you? Like, was the restaurant busy?
I walked right in.
Right.
And
as opposed to when you usually line up like, for Soup
Plantation. There's sometimes a line. Okay. There's sometimes at the, Beverly Connection.
Okay.
There's a red carpet side for the frequent visitors that come in every day.
Oh, it's Mugs. Yeah. Come on in. Heads.
Here's your seat.
Oh, you must have got our email, Mugs.
Let's just say it wasn't as crowded as it was before this whole thing happened.
Understood.
Okay. So like 5 people in there? 20?
Maybe 8.
Okay.
Was everything available?
Everything, man.
Oh, man.
Their salad bar was fully stocked.
Look at him cheer up.
I had a baked potato. Right. I had 2 baked potatoes.
Well,
ate the skin cap.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I helped myself to dessert. It was great. There was, and the best part about
At any point did you think, hey, at least I need to be extra careful because everything seems to have changed.
Well, sure. You know,
you did think that.
I washed my hands before I ate.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
Because how many times had you washed your hands up until that point yesterday?
None?
Once? No.
Yeah!
Is it cool if we ask you to go home now?
Look, I'm fine. I feel great.
Right, sure. Right.
You
That's
had,
the sign.
You had a great meal.
I went to
a
Soup Plantation and a sporting event yesterday, and I nothing has happened to me.
Okay, Mugs. What do you feel like in the future for food for you? Do you think you're going to completely eat when it's out in public? You don't care.
I don't. It doesn't affect me.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't affect me.
Okay, this is good. This is good to get the other side.
Look,
I'm doing this so that when at the eulogy we could play this. Yeah. That's I'm doing it for.
Here's the thing. You can go to any restaurant and just, you could be exposed to it in any sort of capacity. It doesn't just have to be a buffet.
But buffet is what they're kind of focusing on
because
now.
Because of the, but everyone's near it.
They have sneeze guards.
Do they?
Aren't those the dirtiest thing that exists?
Yeah, but I'm not
A guard that catches sneezes.
Yeah, but I'm not putting my food on the sneeze guard scooping it onto my
If you're within 6 feet of it, I'm just letting you know that if someone were to sneeze on the sneeze guard and you get within 6 feet, it would be able to get you sick.
Jump. It jumps to you.
It would be
able to. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke, too. Listen, Mugs, you know.
That's like a real-life nightmare.
Is it going to hurt you to not go to Soup Plantation?
Maybe take some time off.
A couple days, a week, see how it plays out.
Look,
just maybe be a little safe. That's all. Don't be dumb.
The ease
Mugs,
of convenience yesterday, it was amazing.
He's going to eat it like a live market. He's going to have like bat soup and be like, everything's fine.
It's great. Nothing affects me. Mugs was a good guy. And
he was a delight.
Look, you know, he died doing what he loved. Soup plantation.
Correct.
Yeah.
Here's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Don't be Mugs.
Don't be Mugs.
It's not going to kill you to not go to Soup Plantation today.
But it will kill you
it
to
could.
Be Mugs.
Very true. That will.
And the fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
We get it.
It's so good.
All right.
We are keeping an eye on the coronavirus, as everybody is, in Southern California especially. We're going to talk to a virologist.
Yeah, I think you said it right.
Shannon Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask her. She has spent her life studying viruses.
Yeah. And first I want to shout out Allie Ward. She has an incredible podcast called Ologies, which is where we found out about Dr. Bennett. And it's an incredible episode that she just put up. You could find it anywhere you find podcasts about just the coronavirus and everything about it. And Dr. Bennett's origin story you can learn about from the show. It's incredible how she got into viruses and stuff. But Dr. Bennett, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can. Yes, we can.
First, thank you for talking to us. I assume this is your busiest time of your career, I would assume.
Well, I was pretty busy in the Zika outbreak as well. But yes, you're welcome. I enjoy talking about this. And any way I can help, it's my pleasure. And thank you for having me.
How do you think you could help the most?
Well, I really want to empower people with data, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of data out there. Some of it is of better quality than others, and I just want to help where I can to interpret all that information.
I think first explain to people, because I guess yesterday when I was like, is there an expert we could talk to? And then kind of stumbled into the podcast. What is it you do? What is it? What does a virologist do?
Well, there's many, many different subject focus areas within virology. Anybody that's a virologist studies viruses, but you can study lots of different things, anywhere from how they transmit to how they cause disease to how they evolve and change. And I mostly focus on the latter. I study how viruses evolve and change. They're very fast evolving in general compared to us. And that has big implications for tracing the origins of viruses, figuring out how they can jump from non-human animals to human animals, and how they can change and further adapt to humans once they've made the jump.
Okay, speaking of coronavirus, which is top of mind for everybody right now, how worried should we be?
So I don't like to use the word worry.
How about panicked?
How about freaking the F out? Is that freaking the F out? Is that good?
What's your word?
So there's no question that this virus is now spreading through human populations, and it's spreading really fast. Mm-hmm. And if we're not prepared, it can have a very huge negative impact. And if we are prepared, it can still have a negative impact, but much less. So instead of saying worried or panic, I like to say be prepared, because being prepared and being well prepared and not using economics to make that decision is the best way that we can reduce the impact.
Okay, besides hand washing and, you know, kind of staying away from people that obviously you have a fever, please don't go out, don't do anything like that. But besides the hand washing and really being, you know, kind of vigilant about being healthy,
hygiene, yeah.
What else is there?
Okay, so you just mentioned what we can do as individuals, mm-hmm. which is staying home when we're sick and washing our hands and not touching our face. So all of those things are personal actions that we can take mm-hmm. to both reduce how we could pass the virus along or how we could be infected by the virus. Mm-hmm. But then there can also be institutional things that we can do. For example, if you're an employer, you can have generous sick leave policies so that people can take sick leave if they feel sick and not come to work and spread the virus.
And not be worried that they're not going to have a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here, I believe. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you close an institution like a school, you have to put in place food security for the kids, because yeah, sure. something like 40% of the kids that go to school, that's where they get their meals and minor health care. So,
Dr. Bennett, real quick, you are way too smart for our show to keep that in mind.
No.
In the most layman's terms, what happened between being told this is hype and this isn't as scary as we think it is, and then the NBA being canceled and America's Sweetheart Tom Hanks, and why the rush? What happened?
Okay, well, I think there are two things. One is that the world, led by the WHO, recognized in, I think, around the 20th of January, that this was a problem of an epidemic of international concern. Mm-hmm. So we have been watching it. I think the U.S. might not have gotten fully on board with that. I think part of the problem is that people are not getting a really good handle on how many actual infections are out there, how many cases are out there. And so the data can truly be misleading, and it's just because we're getting the data different ways depending on which country we live in. So,
right.
You know, we know that the U.S. is not testing at the same rate as some other countries, mm-hmm. and we know that people have different criteria for testing. So depending on if you test early on when suspect symptoms first develop versus when you test the minute, you know, when someone gets into the hospital, that's mm-hmm. a huge span of time
difference.
Where somebody could be out there transmitting.
We're talking to Dr. Shannon Bennett. She's a virologist, and she's telling us about coronavirus. And how do people know I need to be tested?
So
And then what should they do to get tested?
Yeah, those are two different things right now.
Yeah. Right. Those are two different things. Yeah. So the coronavirus symptoms are we're calling them flu-like symptoms. A fever is the first hallmark. And 88% or something of all cases show fever. So it's a great hallmark.
Okay.
And then the other flu-like symptoms include that sort of achy body ache, fatigue feeling, and then a dry cough.
Okay.
So those are the three main top symptoms. And those should definitely be a ringer for self-quarantining and self-isolating.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, I agree. We all agree.
Yes.
Now, at what point do you call somebody?
I wanted to say dead ringer, and then yes. I thought, yeah.
Thank you for not
having to watch your words.
Greatly appreciate it.
At what point should we get in our car? At what point should we call?
Well, I don't know if that...
What's the activity?
Well, yeah, I don't even know if you would get a test. I mean, it's really about age and if you have a chronic illness at this point, right? Because we are scared we don't have enough tests.
Right. Yeah. So the criteria for testing is set by the CDC, and it was before when we first saw new cases and understood that they were mostly coming in from outside, the testing was really being directed by whether you had a travel history.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
And now that we are starting to have significant community transmission, that is transmission that can't be traced to someone with a travel history or with contact with somebody mm-hmm. with a travel history or even with contact with somebody positive.
So oh,
that's to say that it's in the community and we can no longer trace it
mm-hmm.
right.
to it's very difficult. Then you have to start changing your criteria to be not based on contact tracing, but to be based on symptoms
right.
that are reliably related to
all right.
the virus. So
I have coronavirus. What do I do? Do I call? I'm saying if I did.
Yeah. If you're a friend.
I mean, I am not a medical doctor. The first thing you should do if you think you have symptoms, flu-like symptoms, is to call your medical practitioner and seek advice.
You don't go to the ER.
I would recommend staying away from hospitals until you absolutely have to. And in fact, social gathering is to be avoided if you can.
Thank God.
California has sort of put into place over 250 people. I know that's probably a random number, but like, how should we run things in Southern California with our own lives? Should we just stay away from everything we can? What's the difference between being scared and responsible, I guess, is my question.
It's hard to say because it's like the answer is kind of stay away from anything, really, if you can. I think it's a lot of mystery. I mean, that's what I got out of listening to the podcast you did. It seems like we don't fully know anything yet. But I will say the one thing I learned from the podcast that did give me hope is you said that in China, right? So in China, after about 2.5 months, you're starting to see a bit of a dip in new cases.
Absolutely. You're seeing the number of new cases per day definitely are going down.
And that's 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
2.5 months. If you go back to the first trickle in December, maybe 3 months.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's
depends
a good sign.
Depends on when you start counting. Yeah.
Very good sign.
So to get back to your question just prior.
Yes.
The reason I hesitate is, and the reason it sounds fuzzy is because people are talking a little bit about two different things. On the one hand, those sort of top-down, big-picture guidelines, avoid gatherings of 250 or more or 1,000 or more, are based on a population viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking me, what should I do as an individual? So those are two different viewpoints.
Okay.
So at a population level, what we're trying to do, and you might have heard this term, and you should hashtag Google it, flatten the curve. What that means is that if we can get some percentage of the population to reduce their rate of contact with each other, even if it's only a 75% reduction,
right.
just a little knockdown,
right.
you can flatten the curve. And what that means is that you spread out the number of people that are getting sick over time.
Right.
Okay.
Because you're slowing the doubling time of the infections, the virus spread, and that means our healthcare systems don't get so
crowded,
overwhelmed.
Nuts, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so in places where the where the case fatality rate is the highest, it's usually because their healthcare systems are overwhelmed.
Right.
So and that's what we're trying desperately to avoid.
So maybe don't go to the hospital, Kevin.
That's what I said. That's what I was asking.
Okay. All right, good.
So flattening the curve at a population level saves lives.
Amazing.
Okay.
But in terms of your individual choices, every individual needs to decide their own feeling of risk, their own risk and how they might put others at risk.
I mean, some will go to Sioux Plantation and others won't, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Dr. Bennett, thank you so much for talking to us. You obviously are,
You're welcome.
Way too educated. You guys can listen to Ologies with Allie Ward. It's an incredible podcast, and she does a much longer run about this stuff and definitely learn about it. And thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Bye. I'm going to try to give out accurate information this morning about Southern California, especially since that's where we are located. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's saying don't panic. We're taking all the precautions that we can. And we feel like take the precautions if you can and try not to panic.
Yeah,
that's
basically
all you can do. Mm-hmm. And don't listen to these people.
Well, that's the thing.
About
I appreciate you saying that. But I think maybe we all could use a little disinformation. You know what I mean? Like a little fake news, maybe we could all handle it.
No.
Okay. Well,
I don't feel like that either.
Unfortunately, I pulled these clips, so we're going to have to do it. Here's the thing. There's a group of people regarding the coronavirus who believe things that just go against all science. We just had on Dr. Bennett. She clearly knows what she's talking about. But there are people like Alex Jones who says that, you know, the coronavirus is created by Chinese communists and man-made. That's not only racist, it's dumb.
Nonsensical, yeah.
So I pulled some clips of different people, mostly on the religious side, who have certain thoughts about the coronavirus that are bonkers. And I figured at
least... So we're saying don't listen to the people we're about to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at least, like, hear them out and then laugh at them.
Okay.
First up, we have evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth, who's mad at other churches and places of worship in Europe who've canceled religious services, masses and such. He thinks they're kind of like, they're wusses about it. And he thinks that this is the only way to stay safe.
Shame on every European full gospel church. Bunch of sissies. That shut down during this thing. Mm-hmm. Catholic Church not having holy water in the lobby. How holy is the water then? You're putting out pamphlets and telling everybody to, you know, use Purell before they come into the sanctuary and don't greet anyone. You should just turn in your ministry credentials and burn your church down.
I'm sorry, what?
Turn it into a casino or something.
I mean,
bunch of pansies. Oh, no mass gathering. Let me tell you, if the devil doesn't want there to be mass gatherings, it's time to hold mass gatherings.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
Don't listen to that guy and don't call people pansies and wusses.
Yeah, it's
honestly,
bad.
Though, burn churches down and put up casinos? I mean, that's
kind of
cool. I'm in.
Also, how holy is the water if it doesn't cure you of coronavirus?
Very, very good point.
Jonathan Shuttlesworth is incredible. He's an evangelist who knows nothing. He's a total idiot. And he believes that if you follow him in his religion, there's no way you could catch coronavirus.
And I'm writing this to my friends and partners. I predict nothing will happen to you or your family.
Right.
As a friend and partner of this ministry, you've chosen to make yourself someone who takes action on the Great Commission. You are in true covenant with God, and part of that covenant is supernatural protection from every sickness and disease there is. Mm-hmm. And that includes coronavirus.
Yes. Okay.
Yesterday, I was watching the news, and a rector in the Episcopalian Church in Beverly Hills, coronavirus.
He got it.
He got it, yeah.
She
got it.
How dare you?
Well, listen, I thought it sounded stupid, so I thought, man. You know what I mean? Sounded like a...
Is it cool if I listen to the World Health Organization and not these...
Not these people?
Well, maybe.
Guys?
Can you wait for the next clip to make that decision? Right. Just give one more shot really here. Right. Pastor Andrew Womack, he had to cancel an event, but he says it's because some people that were going to come to the event might not have believed in God enough, and he can't stop that, so don't blame him.
We had five government agencies contact us and strongly suggest or request that we cancel. You know, we have to observe this, and if even though I'm operating in faith, and many of the people are, we will have some people come that I can't say what their faith level is, and if they bring this virus here and people get infected and start an epidemic in the Woodland Park area, and God forbid somebody died,
They would blame me.
Really, I didn't see much of an option.
Listen, it's not me.
Yeah, it's the non-believers.
It's the people don't believe.
I mean, and by the way, they can believe, just not enough.
Okay, he said there's a threshold.
Yeah,
you gotta love it.
He's just building it out for himself.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? We got sick. Must have been someone who didn't believe enough. Okay, what about science? Okay.
Pastor Tom Horn, he's having a panel talk show, and he explains a possible theory on how an eventual antichrist could appear during the coronavirus, and he'll be immune to the disease, but his body will be used as an evil vaccine.
What if Antichrist had like a dark parallel to the Holy Communion in the sense that if you had a pandemic, let's say that it went global, all of a sudden a man comes forward and he's the only person on earth who seems to be naturally immune to this disease, and therefore his blood, his genetics are used for creating the vaccine by which everybody, and this is Antichrist, and as a result it is a dark participation in the consumption of the flesh and blood of Antichrist.
Yes, that is absolutely scientifically possible.
I'm sorry, it's what?
Scientifically absolutely possible.
Should we leave out the word scientifically
You believe what you hear. You don't.
You hear stupid things and you call it as stupid. That's what you do.
Well, just know that when the person shows up and he's immune, that man is the Antichrist and don't eat his body, but you'll be tempted to.
That is totally scientifically possible.
I'm happy you agree,
That's
Allie.
What she said.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown claims that he cleansed Florida of the Zika virus and now he's working on the coronavirus, but the man does have limitations.
And we just stirred and declared, we cursed that thing in the name of Jesus. And Zika disappeared. Oh. We are doing the same thing with the coronavirus.
Well,
we do not need
it
on these shores. And obviously, somebody said, well, what about the rest of the world?
And then he says he has no ability to do that.
He's just Florida located.
Just Florida, yeah.
Okay.
He can only do Florida right now.
Listen,
I mean, he's only one man.
Look, think globally, act locally. That's what he's saying.
Right.
He's a good representative of Florida, too.
It's
totally
scientifically possible.
He's great.
Pastor, author.
I can only take one more.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Pastor, author, and attorney Scott Lively saying that people around the world are infecting citizens with corona on purpose to hurt the president's economy.
Ugh.
Let's hit it.
The coronavirus pandemic is probably going to be not more than just a propaganda campaign. And I'm afraid they're even going to intentionally infect people to magnify the effect in order to take down the Trump economy. That's what this is about.
Okay, right. That's not what this is about at all.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know
that guy's
that's what
dumb.
About. But either way, you know, at least we have these options to listen to.
We don't.
Not
okay.
either way.
We
but
don't.
I'm
There's
just
no
you know,
it's
there.
Scientifically,
it's
obviously
not
possible.
Though,
and, yeah, I mean, and Sue Plantation is going to be passing
all
out.
Of those people we just heard from are idiots.
Okay, well, I appreciate your guys' opinion about it's scientifically possible. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Coming up just after 7, we're going to talk to Dan Wyke about the NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
Which
was
suspended yesterday, which was kind of a little scary.
Shocking, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We're going to keep an eye on everything else. Allie is here now. What's happening?
Kevin, question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Jensen, no need to answer this.
Good.
Is there anything that could have happened in terms of coronavirus that would make Jensen spin out more than the NBA being suspended?
Nope.
It was like they took his biggest fear and made it a reality. As soon as that happened, I'm like, oh, look at the photo. Oh, there. Yeah, 17 messages. Okay, yep.
Can I tell
Jensen
you this?
Knows.
Can I tell you the second that I noticed that I found very funny? Mm-hmm. Allie texted, breathe.
Yeah, it was great.
One more.
If you think that's the first time that's been texted to me, you are very wrong. I mean, I was scheduled to force myself into a situation to shoot T-shirts out of a hot dog gun on Saturday at the Clippers game. That is no longer around. It is
canceled.
So I don't.
How does it feel to now be me? Like things you look forward to?
Yeah. All,
like I've never gone that big where I've canceled the whole season of something.
Sure.
Like I was going to see one of Adele's last concerts at Wembley.
Yeah.
And
that
she
was
did
unfortunate.
Cancel all of those. So I feel like I was a part of that. But I feel like yours is bigger.
Well, number one, I there's only a few things in life I love. One of them is basketball.
For sure.
The other is hot dog guns.
Yeah.
So this is a real problem for me.
Right.
I'm bummed. I'm sad. Hopefully we'll get to do it next season, but this is a crazy step in the
take the hot dog gun out and just
shoot it to anyone.
Yeah.
Shoot it at people,
yeah.
You know?
Maybe tweet where you're going to be in the San Fernando Valley.
You want to take a hot dog to the face? Show up.
I don't know if I'll tweet that. But I do. I'd
go.
I'm bummed. Just letting you know.
Guys, this is quite the story. And somebody had sent me that this was probably going to be happening, so I sent them back a tweet from 2 years ago when I called it. Rob Gronkowski has signed with WWE.
You have been saying that.
Former New England Patriot Rob Gronkowski has officially signed with WWE and is set to debut 1 week from Friday on the March 20th episode of Fox's SmackDown. He's also due to appear at WrestleMania 36 in Tampa on April 5th. Gronk, who joined Fox Sports in October as an NFL analyst, he's now got a multiple-year deal with the WWE, but his football gig will continue as well. So he's going to be very busy. Very busy.
He's a stupid dum-dum.
He's not the sharpest tool.
Yeah, I've told you that before.
Might be the dumbest person.
He might be the dullest tool.
Right?
Yeah.
Right down at the bottom.
I do. I appreciate his WWE career, though, because in order to get CTE, you do have to have a brain.
But I will say this as well about this man. We talk about how he's not the sharpest tool. Mm-hmm. This is a man that has spent zero of his NFL playing money.
Yeah, no.
This guy has a good head on his shoulders, or people around him that are really protecting
him. He gets it.
Him.
He gets it.
That is actually completely commendable in this day and age when it comes to athletes.
I'll give you that. He gets the marketing aspect of it very much. Yeah,
there you go.
But he's a big dumb head.
Guys, let's kind of chill out on the coronavirus talk for a minute, and let's talk superheroes.
All right.
Shall we? Mm-hmm. There's a survey of 2,000 Americans that they wanted to know, what are your favorite superheroes? Who do you think was leading the pack with 47% of the vote?
Favorite super... What age?
Anyone.
Any age.
Is it, is it
DJ Qualls?
He is not a superhero. I mean, he is to me, but not
the
in
way
this.
You asked it made me think it's not what I... Superman, I guess?
Superman did win 47%.
Oh, wow. Oprah, who I think is number two, I'm surprised.
I think you will think it's number two. Who do you think?
Iron Man.
Oh, no. Iron Man was number five.
Then Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is number two.
Yeah, I thought it would be Iron Man 2, then Spider-Man, but I'm wrong.
No, Iron Man is like...
Iron Man's like a huge movie, I thought.
Oh, it was.
But but he's not... When you think of a superhero, you're not like, Iron Man.
I did.
You think of Superman and Spider-Man and Batman.
Because they've been around forever, I think.
Batman came in third. Yeah. Captain America came in fourth. Okay. And then Iron Man. Here's a question for you. Who would win in a fight? Superman or Batman?
Superman.
Because,
Batman's just a rich
guy.
It's
not even a question.
A rich guy with a bunch of weapons.
63% said, obviously, Superman. But I want to talk to the other people.
They're stupid.
Right?
They're all Gronks. Hey, can I guess who number six was?
You can, because it's not on here.
Oh, I thought it was.
I'm obviously Nick Lachey.
Oh, it is on here.
It's Nick Lachey.
Oh, and then it says obviously. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
He would do that on Love is Blind. His wife would introduce herself, and then he'd say, obviously. And I'm obviously Nick Lachey.
I don't need an introduction.
Yeah, he's just again, the pompousness of coming out and saying, I'm obviously Nick Lachey is killer.
Very weird choice, but I also respected it.
Yeah, no, I love it.
I'm obviously Nick Lachey.
Thank you, Nick. Mm-hmm. I have talked about this before. The way that I like my room when I sleep is imperative to my mental well-being and my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I like a cold room. Sometimes the colder, the better. Do I like a window open? Absolutely. A fan going? Thank you. Yes, please. I like to be cold, and I have broken up with a boyfriend because of it. Because he said, it's like you can hang a ham in here. Well, thank you, sir. You could hang a ham in here because it's lovely. Mm-hmm. He was one of those 74-degree put the heat on at night guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. He didn't sleep in socks, which that was one good thing about him. But 3 in 5 Americans would hesitate to enter a relationship with somebody who has an opposite sleepuation than them.
I can't with that word.
It's a word in this article. But they're talking about how if you sleep in different temperatures, whether you want a window open or closed.
I mean, it's pretty important.
It's hugely important.
Like, literally, if you couldn't sleep, you'd have to sleep in another room.
How does anyone sleep when it's hot in the room?
I don't know.
I mean, I think people are different.
I mean, that's a very good point, Kevin. But
Kevin's a hot sleeper.
Thank you. I'm not.
No.
At all.
Okay.
No. I like it cold.
It is, but it seems like a sauna. It like I can't. Yeah. I I don't get it. I think that our bodies aren't made to do that. That's my feeling.
No,
but
your
I'm
body,
wrong.
When you get into bed, your body temperature cools down, mm-hmm. and that's what gets you to actually sleep.
Because people like the cool side of the pillow, not the hot one.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Me. Like the frozen side.
Yeah.
I want to get frostbite from that pillow.
Put your pillow in the fridge, freezer?
Why not?
Oh, it'd be great. No one puts it in the microwave.
That would be amazing.
Terrible.
Best temperature to sleep in?
64. Bye.
Okay. I would say 67.
Okay.
A little hot.
You?
I'm 62 to 64.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I like it real cold. And I've also got the window open, and I have a fan going.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do wind.
Am I human?
I'm not positive.
Does anyone know?
You're alive.
Should we look into this?
You got hot blood.
Oh, my God. I love being cold. It's my favorite.
Cold is the best. I agree. Kevin, were you saying you just love it hot? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying some
okay,
people.
He loves it hot.
Not me.
He doesn't want to admit it. He's embarrassed now.
What just happened?
I don't know. Jensen's speaking for
He's
me.
He's embarrassed now. He doesn't want to say. He loves it hot.
No, he said 67?
Yeah. Figures? Okay. Might be lying. Okay. He loves it hot.
Well, happy birthday to... Okay. Jake Tapper?
Wait, was that Punches? A whole setup for that drop?
No, I just came up with it. Yet. I think you're lying.
I mean, has it happened before?
Yeah, it's true. It has happened, yeah.
Yeah,
I did also want to ask Muggs yesterday. I was like thinking to myself the soup plantation thing. I was like, should I text him and say he ate Russian dressing so that I could say, were you playing Russian roulette dressing at soup plantation?
You don't have to say these things.
And then I stopped myself, but I still...
No, but you don't have to say these things
now,
on
which is
the
worse
air.
Worse than
you're
saying it when we were
you're
talking
right.
about
Good
it.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Ron Jeremy, Ron Funches, Jake Tapper, and the mother of mother.
Oh, yeah.
It's your mom's birthday, Haroldine.
It is. Happy birthday, Mom.
What'd you get her?
I can't tell you. She doesn't have it yet.
Tickets to the NBA?
I'll tell you off air. Yeah. I got her season tickets for this year.
And that's what's happening.
We're talking to Dan Wyke about the NBA season coming up next. We're looking at everything we had scheduled for today, and most of it's nonsense, so we jettisoned it. But the one thing that we kept, because we love it, and we feel like we need it, is kid jokes.
We deserve it.
100%. It's going to be a nice little break in the day where we hear your kids tell a joke, ages about 4 to 8 years old. We did it before, and I'm going to tell you, it was a goddamn delight.
It was a delight. Yeah. We were like, you know what? Let's do the kids' jokes again.
Yes.
So we do have Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen t-shirts, and if you get your kids to tell a joke, we're going to do that about 7:15, so in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're going to do kids' jokes.
And you know what we're giving away? A sleep shirt.
No, he just said we're giving away a t-shirt.
It's a sleep shirt.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should they call now, though?
Probably, yeah. I guess get going and coach your kids and make sure they're good, because we don't want to be mean to them, but we will.
Yeah, we don't want budget kids. Right. We want good joke tellers. Give a call now, 1-800-520-1067, and have your kid tell the joke to the people on the phone, and then we'll put them on hold and we'll do the segment in a bit.
There are a couple things that happened during the run of this last couple of weeks that sort of stand out to you. One was South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. It's these big things that happen where you go, okay, well, wait, this isn't normal.
Right.
And it sort of reframes what you're looking at. And yesterday was the NBA.
Unbelievable.
And it was a crazy, crazy day. And we have Dan Wyke from the LA Times, covers the NBA. And welcome to the show, Dan.
Guys, I appreciate having kid jokes be a nice nice chaser for what we're about to talk to.
Right?
It's going to be wonderful.
clean the palate a little bit.
Palate cleanser. Yeah, like a nice sorbet.
Yeah. What is, dude, number one, or what are you covering? This must be something you didn't see coming. This was a totally nuts turn of events for the NBA. Did you feel this at all was going to happen?
Actually, like, that part of it, I don't want to say I didn't expect it, because maybe I should have, but I think, like, starting this weekend, I'd gotten the sense that, you know, if a player tested positive, and this was in my story today, that, like, things were going to stop, and it was just, I mean, that was just going to be the reality of it, because it's everybody's so intermingled in the league, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got a player on one team, okay, so let's look at their schedule. Who have they played in the last 2 weeks?
Right.
Okay, well, like, all of those people are quarantined. Okay, so from there, then it's like, well, who refereed those games?
Right.
All right, so let's look at those guys. And then it's like, all right, well, then they're all quarantined. Well, whose other games did those guys referee, and who do they work with? And it's just, it ripples and ripples and ripples. I think I saw a tweet, and guys, I've never read a tweet and it'd been wrong. I think I saw a tweet that said you can connect, like, the NBA like that way through five days between refs and stuff like that. Everybody who's been in an arena
5 days,
that meant that may not be true, but it felt like
it was it on the internet.
Yeah,
okay.
It was plausible enough.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that to me was like that part of it wasn't surprising. I think typing out the words, the NBA has suspended its season, and like seeing it on a screen in front of you and writing the story, that still didn't feel like quite real.
So, Dan, for someone that isn't paying attention to what's happening in the NBA, walk us through what happened with the Utah Jazz player.
Yeah, a really, really bizarre turn of events last night. I mean, let's go back to earlier this week, I think, when you have this all-star center, Rudy Gobert, a fairly likable person, generally speaking.
Until yesterday.
Yeah. He's got some PR work to do. You know, the NBA had changed their media policies. Normally, we're in the lockers before and after games, and when they have morning practices, you kind of just go up to whoever you want to talk to. Well, they had changed that in a way to kind of keep players safe. They had they had put them in press conference areas, and everything was like kind of you would see in the playoffs, where you've got a backdrop, you're at a table, and the reporters are all 6 to 8 feet away at minimum. And so after Rudy Gobert does his press conference, he stands up and proceeds to touch all of the microphones and all of the recorders as if to say, I'm not scared of you guys.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's fast forward.
Oh, wow.
So then, oh, boy.
Like, you can't write this.
You couldn't write it. Yeah, you couldn't write it.
So in the morning yesterday, you get an alert that says, you know, Rudy Gobert is on the injury report with an illness. And you're like, oh, okay, great. Like, so at first now it's just kind of like you kind of laugh about everything. As that game in Oklahoma City is starting to get away, it gets delayed. You've got the halftime shows on the court in an effort to try to keep people, like, you know, engaged in what was going on.
Oh, was it the lady with the plate?
Oh, no, she's the best. Red Panda.
I love her.
Red Panda.
Yeah,
love her.
I don't think it was her.
Okay, sorry,
she is
Dan.
Great, though.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
A true legend.
She is a true goat, yeah.
maybe in happier times, guys, you can have me on and we can talk halftime shows.
Okay,
that'd
be we'll
great, Dan.
Love it.
Okay.
We'll do that.
So the game, apparently, everything's going to happen, and then a team official, a team doctor from Oklahoma City, like, sprints onto the court,
man.
And gathers the refs, and then they kind of huddle up and figure out what they're in for. Yada, 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 I guess. That's a reference that people can still make.
Sure.
Yeah. you know, the public address announcer announces the game has been canceled. Everybody in the arena is safe, but the game is canceled. Within minutes after this, the first reports of a player testing positive for coronavirus are surfaced. Within minutes after that, the season is suspended.
Unreal.
And then you've got players that are quarantined in an NBA arena. You have media members who cover the Utah Jazz who are quarantined in a media room and in a building, and no one knows. Like, I mean, the obvious public health scares. Like, it becomes a logistical nightmare. Like, I mean, they don't have hotel rooms. They don't have, you know, how are you going to fly them back to Utah?
Yeah.
And I talked to a coach from a team who played the Jazz a few days earlier, and it's sort of like, you know, well, I guess I'm going to be, I was like, kind of like, do you have any good Netflix recommendations?
Oh, wow.
I can look anywhere for a little while. And it happened that, you know, obviously it just wasn't like a flurry of other things were happening, and it just felt kind of like everything was falling apart.
I think that part of the flurry thing, I think that's what makes us uncomfortable, because we're used to things moving slower.
Yeah.
And so we were told, hey, they're going to play the games, but without crowds. And we were like, all right, well, that's our new reality.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden that changes too fast for us to keep up with, kind of.
Yeah. And I mean, I can say this, like, so I've either bravely, foolishly, or just following orders, walked the concourse at Staples Center on Tuesday night. Because I'd kind of had the sense that this was probably going to be it for fans.
One last look.
Yeah. And, you know, the people I talked to, I didn't talk to a single person who was like nervous about being there. It didn't come up.
Yep.
I think if there was a game today and that exact same experiment, it was totally random. And that's not to say there weren't people there. Like, you know, me talking to six people is certainly not a scientific sample.
Right.
And I saw three people sneeze and I decided, okay, that's a good enough number for me. And, you know, when I think if you had that exact same conversation today, I think their response would be different.
It's a different reaction. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, a player had it, man. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, Jensen. I mean, maybe it speaks to sort of the branding or whatever of kind of where we were at with coronavirus before, you know, before an NBA player gets it, before Tom Hanks has it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And now all of a sudden it feels like this is super real.
Yeah. Well, so does the season, because I'm kind of reading between the lines, and it's saying it's suspended, which is slightly, you know, indefinitely, which is never a good word to hear. Mm-hmm. But in 2.5 months, if this thing's slow, you know, same way Coachella kind of is, do we see them go into a playoff or anything, or you're just calling it a day?
I think they will do what they can do, as much as they can do,
right,
to play games at some point. You know, kind of early on in this process, you know, you would hear people say things like, it'll be at least a month, you know.
Yep.
Who knows if a month is enough time to return to some sense of normalcy, to make sure everybody in the league is clear, to make sure, I mean, because it's not just the league, right? Like, people have lives, people have other people in their lives.
Families, kids.
They've got drivers, they've got all of these people that are exposed in the world. So, you know, I mean, just because they're not going to get it at work, doesn't mean that it's not something that they could pick up, you know, anywhere else. So,
I mean, that's a good point that you made, though, that today would be handled differently even than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, so, you know, we'll see. I mean, I guess Mark Cuban was just on TV and he said something along the lines of, like, you know, he wouldn't be stunned to see games played in August. I mean, look, these guys are losing, and by these guys, I mean ownership here, is losing, you know, millions of dollars,
a day
that they, every time they don't open the doors to play.
Yeah.
Right?
Listen, we can all agree on one thing, Dan.
Poor guys. Yeah.
We can all agree. We need to keep Red Panda safe.
Oh, yeah. Red Panda cannot get this disease.
I feel like that's the most important takeaway here.
Red Panda has to be safe. The people who could change clothes very quickly.
Oh, I love change clothes.
They're good, too.
Yeah.
What treasures? The muscly guy with the tiny dog.
He's great, too.
It's all the important stuff.
Yeah. Whiplash, the sheep, the rodeo cowboy monkey.
I love
gotta
that.
Keep him safe.
They're all very good.
Oh, Dan. So
Red
much
Panda,
to talk
though.
About.
Red Panda, the balancing Petri dishes. It's all topical.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, good point.
Dan, we're very grateful that you took the time today to talk to us. We really appreciate it. Dan writes for the LA Times. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wyke Sports, and you spell Wyke W-O-I-K-E.
Like you do.
For no reason.
Dan, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you soon. We'll get to details about the coronavirus more in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But first, it's time for kid jokes, you guys. This is really the best.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Sebastian, 7 years old. Good morning, Sebastian.
Hi.
Hey, Sebastian, you have a joke for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What did one plate say to the other?
What did one plate say to the other? What?
Dinner's on me.
Very good.
Loved it, Sebastian.
Well done. Thank you. We're going to give t-shirts to everybody that calls in. Let's go to Maddox. Seven years old. Good morning.
Hey, Maddox, go ahead with your joke.
Hi.
Hi.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
No.
Ah! You got us. Terrifying.
Well done, Maddox. All right, let's go to Mikey, 8 years old. Good morning, Mikey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Do you know why people tell actors to break a leg?
Why do we tell actors to break a leg?
It's because inside every single play, there's a cast.
I like it.
Well done.
That's a really clever joke.
It's a thinker. It's a
well
thinker, yeah.
Kevin, did you get it?
No.
Me neither.
Let's go to Jared, 7 years old. Good morning, Jared.
Love it.
Hi.
Hey, Jared, what's your joke?
What's invisible and smells like carrots?
Invisible and smells like carrots? What?
Rabbit fart. Waka waka.
Yeah. She added waka waka to it.
Waka waka.
Love
you
it.
Rule, Jared.
Love Jared.
Well
Loved
done.
Loved it.
All right. Let's go to Elon. Am I saying that right, Elon?
Yes.
Hi, Elon.
Hi. What's your joke?
What did the sun say to the tide when it came in?
What did the sun say to the tide?
Long time no see.
Oh!
No see! S-E-A!
Nice.
All right, thank you. We're doing kid jokes just to break up the monotony of the story.
The world is great. Everything's fine.
Let's go to Julian, 8 years old. Good morning, Julian.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Julian, what's your joke?
You're American when you go to the bathroom. You're American when you come out. But what are you when you're in the bathroom?
What are you when you're in the bathroom?
European.
Yeah!
Oh, nailed it.
Kind of timely.
Well done.
Kind of timely.
Timely reference and everything.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's go to Joe, 7-year-old Joe. Good morning, Joe.
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
What did the left eye say to the right eye? What?
Between us, something smells.
I like it. Solid. It's very a solid performance.
Very into it.
Thank you very much. And let's do one more. Let's make it Isaiah, 8 years old. Good morning, Isaiah.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your joke?
My joke is, do you want to hear a coronavirus joke?
Do I want to hear a coronavirus joke? Absolutely.
You won't get it.
You won't get it. You won't get the joke, but you also won't get coronavirus.
Allie's looking like, what?
I'll allow it.
Isaiah, I had to have it explained to me. You are 8, and you just did a joke that I didn't get that was so good.
I'm the only one who reacted well
done.
In the room.
Well done.
Isaiah.
We're smart.
Congrats, Isaiah.
Take a sleep shirt.
Thanks for listening this morning, and we will continue right after this.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. K-Rock.
Look, we're trying to do some good work here, and we're a little behind on it.
Hey, it's hard. It's a big day.
So what are you going to do? No, Mugs, no. Get another song up, Destiny. We'll come back in a second once we have everything ready to go.
Oh, okay.
We don't have everything set.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, we changed our schedule basically today at the
last
100%. Minute. Just because it's hard. We've made the joke before where it's like, call in if your pets are haunting you. Like, we've made that joke before. It's very difficult to come in and do a comedy show when everyone's being serious.
We definitely need to do the pets are haunting you segment.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
We'll
cool.
get to that.
We'll be back.
Next, right after Post Malone. I mean, sure, we're following the LA Times. We're following everything in Southern California for the updated information. Mm-hmm. We're talking to experts, and we're going to talk to more coming up. But we thought right now, maybe we would talk to our expert.
Uh-huh.
Beer Mug.
No.
Who did a cheers.
Oh, no.
At a bar in Southern California.
Okay.
And asked people there who were drinking heavily. What was the question? Are you scared of it? How do you stay safe? What was the question?
Do you, as an alcoholic.
Oh, no.
Good.
Believe that the coronavirus is real or it's just a hoax?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh.
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
And Beer Mug, that place is...
O'Grady's. In Granada Hills, California. Mm-hmm. And of course, I go there to get all the latest information on pop culture.
Do they have the news on TVs or anything there?
They got the news. They got the Meekum Auto Show. They have...
Oh, I love that.
The Car Channel, sports. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't my question. My question is, are they keeping up to date before you ask them if this is a hoax?
I think they're keeping up to date. Well, let's find out.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on coronavirus?
Well, I think that they should stop brewing Corona until this is over.
Who drinks Corona anyway? Monty, what do you think of coronavirus? Is it a mass hysteria, a hoax, or the real deal?
Oh, man. You've asked the master question. I've been sitting there thinking it. I think it's the real deal.
Do you have the vaccination for it yet, Monty?
Not only do I have the vaccine for it, you want the vaccine, you got the vaccine.
Is the vaccine penicillin?
Great question.
Nothing? Okay.
I mean, it's real sitting.
All right.
Okay. All right. That's a choice.
Monty, what are we going to do for coronavirus?
What are we going to do with it?
I'll be right back. I'm
going to
sing your song.
I'm going
to
sing your song.
Oh, no.
Is this you?
It's us.
Robin, I'm here with Robin.
Hold on. We gotta unpack this, guys.
That'll just happen.
How many times do you sing there?
So, I go mostly on karaoke night. Yeah. Right, I was asking Monty the question,
they called me up.
I was like, Monty, I gotta go sing CCR. Okay. I'll be right back.
You have to have priorities.
Absolutely.
Do you always sing Creedence?
That was my first time.
I mean, nailed it
on karaoke. I always like sing it in the car.
Obviously.
Right. Do you do karaoke there when it like normally?
Sometimes.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know this.
It's great.
His mug's yesterday talking about coronavirus to people who are drunk, and as is he.
Right.
Robin, I'm here with Robin. Do you believe coronavirus is real, mass hysteria, or a hoax?
I think it's a bad case of the common cold.
But what's with all the toilet paper being sold out?
Oh, that's because they're selling, sending it to China.
Because if I have to self-quarantine myself for 14 days, the last thing I'm worrying about is wiping my ass.
I've never had to worry about toilet paper running out in 14 days. I made a roll lasts a while.
You know what? I have a solution.
What?
Bidets.
A bidet, yeah, or the hose.
That's exactly how you're speaking my language.
I'm sorry, did she say the hose?
Oh, a bidet or a hose?
That's what I said the other day.
But you were joking.
Was he?
I hope so.
These people get me. Listen, sometimes you just have to step aside and let the responsible adults talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're hearing?
Jump in the pool.
I'm here with a United States postal worker who my old boss, or who the old member of the show, Bean, would have been in love with, but we still are intrigued. Are you being, Coleman, you being a United States postal worker, are you afraid of coronavirus?
Yes. But also, I like days off, so I definitely sniff the f*** out of those packages.
Okay, so he'll take it either way.
Yeah.
What?
He said
he'll take it either way.
He's sniffing our packages.
He's scared, but he loves days off, so he'll sniff the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure he's talking about? Okay.
Is coronavirus mass hysteria or is it real?
I think it's real. I think it's maybe a little mass hysteria the media likes to play off of.
Do we want to address what happened before this man started talking? It sounded like someone was murdered there.
Yeah, what's going on there?
It was like,
my sobriety was murdered.
Right.
What happened?
Why will you not give us any answers? Do you not remember any of it?
Kevin, I was drinking.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Did you hear this?
I just went a little bit back.
But also, I like days off, so I definitely sniffed the f*** out of those packages.
Is coronavirus mass?
Okay, hold on. Pause it. Is that the guy sniffing?
Yeah, he was sniffing the. He was doing sniffing like a fake sniff.
Oh, that was acting.
Yeah,
that was comedy.
Okay,
he got it.
I thought someone was legit being murdered, and you're like, so what do you think about?
Is coronavirus mass hysteria or is it real?
I think it's real. I think it's maybe a little mass hysteria. The media likes to play off of people's fears, you know? It's kind of a fear-mongering thing, kind of like the Ebola thing, you know? People were scared of that.
Yeah. Ebola was really
Ebola
scary.
Was crazy.
Devastating.
Now it's this. But it's serious.
I'm here with Phil, a.k.a. Fat Lip.
Jesus Christ, have you ever been more drunk? Ever?
Guys, it's tough times.
Ever in your life.
You gotta cope.
Whoa. I don't even understand what he's saying, and I know him well.
I thought he said Phil, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm here with Phil, a.k.a. Fat Lip.
Fat Lip.
Phil, a.k.a. Fat Lip.
Yo.
We're outside the bar for reasons we can't get into, but...
Were you kicked out?
You were kicked out.
I wasn't.
Okay.
Fat Lip was?
Yeah.
And is Fat Lip Split Lip?
No,
two different guys.
Okay, very different guys.
Very different.
My bad.
Trying to keep up.
Yep.
Trying to follow this.
Do you think coronavirus is real, a hoax, or is it going to kill us all?
It's a hoax. It's one big hoax. The thing is that...
Okay, allow me to say it's not a hoax.
It's definitely not.
Not a hoax.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy talking is drunk. Fat Lip doesn't know.
No.
There's SARS. There's mother... And what do you call it? Their heads go in an egg form. Zika.
Oh, yeah, Zika. Remember that?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is a miracle.
Oh, my God.
Were you not answering this before because you were worried?
I think we got the answers.
Possibly.
Why I got kicked out.
Okay.
Ebola.
Malaria.
Well, everything.
Yeah, malaria is fake. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, dude, it could be
Hysteria.
Everything is what it is.
It's hysteria.
And I do have a theory, because my invent virus is like to, you know, take out the population.
Yes.
Okay. That's the truth.
Okay, all right. Right. Just, I mean, it's not the truth.
Why were you his hype man? You're like,
he's doing his work, man.
You go, Femlip.
But on some real talk, just go to O'Grady's and sip a beer. I'm not even allowed here. I'm still over here in the backyard, man.
So his advice, which I think we could all take, is go to a bar in, is it Northridge?
Granada Hills.
Granada Hills.
It's not allowed.
He said, but still go.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
I can't go in,
That's
but I'm drinking.
That's the answer. That's the answer. I still go.
Love you. Hopefully one day he'll be back in, let allowed back in.
If Fat Lip gets back in, it's going to be after the nuclear aftermath.
Okay, I listen.
Back in after the nuclear aftermath. I love Fat Lip, guys. I think I have a new favorite.
Fat Lip is your new favorite?
I think so. I mean, we have...
But I do believe they land on the moon.
But a guy who goes to a bar after he's been kicked out takes over, I do believe, and Split Lip to me.
And drinks outside and just hangs and he's good. It didn't seem like he was upset at all.
No.
And we're... I mean, the head thing, too.
Wow. Yeah. That was some good work, Bugs.
So there you go. I mean,
Thank
the
you,
experts
Muggs.
Have spoken.
Yes, Thank they you. Have. Thank you.
Thank you, Bugs.
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came. Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. We'll continue to monitor the coronavirus situation in Southern California and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Just seems like, for now, wash your hands a lot. Don't be in groups. It says 250, but would you guys go to a group of 200? I just feel like today, if you don't have to...
I'm not going to a group.
Maybe don't. At all.
At all.
This group is too many?
Honestly, this is the most I'll see today.
I have plans with a friend of mine on Saturday to see a very funny man by the name of Jim Jeffries.
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be more than 250 people there. But I also feel like I want to laugh. And I really hope that Jim Jeffries doesn't cancel. And I know a lot of these cancellations are not up to the comic.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's up to the venue. It's up to a lot of times the city or the government saying, yeah, why don't you just close that one down? So I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line at where you go, what is comfortable for you. I guess it is just a personal decision. But
you
for
make
me,
the decision that you're comfortable with.
For me, I would still go to this event on Saturday.
Kevin?
Absolutely.
Well, it's tough to say because I don't have tickets. I haven't been looking forward to it. I don't think so.
Really?
I think I was wrong a couple days ago and it went so much faster. It's like, I'm all right.
Okay.
But it's also Saturday and that could change 1,000%.
We saw last night. Yeah, everything
crazy.
Changes.
Crazy.
That is absolutely scientifically possible.
Okay, sure.
I could be talked into it probably, but I don't think
I'm comfortable. And here's the thing. Whether we think, I'll be fine, that's one thing. But there are also other people that we need to be, you know, concerned about. People with suppressed immune systems, which I am one of.
Yeah.
But I still want to see Jim Jeffries. It doesn't make sense.
You're irresponsible.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Sure.
So yesterday was a big day between the NBA finding out that Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, had both tested positive for coronavirus. They're down in Australia. Tom is shooting the untitled Elvis Presley biopic with Baz Luhrmann. And they were tested, found to be positive. So they are in isolation now and they're just kind of chilling out. And it's scary. It's scary when somebody that is that big of a name.
A prominent
figure goes, yeah, I've got it. But I also think that him and Rita saying, listen, we have coronavirus. I think that their transparency kind of helped.
I agree.
Because other people were like, wait a minute. Tom Hanks can get something like this?
The panic level does get crazy. And you don't realize, you know what? Yeah. Most people that get it are okay.
And for him to point blank say, listen, we're doing everything we need to do. Let's remain calm. Everything's going to be fine. But then I saw this yesterday and I thought, you know what? We're all going to be okay. Because yesterday, the official trailer for the Beastie Boys story dropped. And I thought, you know what?
It's a pretty damn good trailer.
It's a damn good trailer. And listen, it's going to be at the IMAX on April 2nd and then premieres globally on Apple TV on April 24th. We all need to hold on until that comes out, because the trailer is phenomenal. And of course, Spike Jonze is the filmmaker behind it. But it takes Mike Diamond and Adam Horovitz. They tell you these intimate personal stories of their 40-year friendship together. And from the beginning of the Beastie Boys, when they thought, oh, this is just a joke little band. And then it, in the trailer, they're like, we're this joke group making fun of these bros. And then we turned into these partying bros.
All of a sudden.
Which is just insane. But the trailer is wonderful. Just Google it. You're going to dig it. And to have someone like Spike Jonze behind it, the guy who did their video for Sabotage back in the day.
Nathaniel Hornblower in him. Remember that weird character?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks excellent. So that is going to be coming out again. Opens exclusively on April 2nd. Beastie Boys Story, the IMAX experience. And then Beastie Boys Story premieres globally on Apple TV on April 24th.
Can't wait.
And I will say it again. Will we have the Beastie Boys in? The answer will always be yes.
Will it be a good interview?
No.
The answer will always be no.
And that's my favorite
Still worth
thing.
It.
We've
Still
tried maybe 12 to 15 times.
Yeah.
Every time we know they're going to be a disaster because they do that by design.
That's their gimmick. Yeah.
And then we think that we can figure out a way to do it,
and
it fails always.
I have only been a part of Adam on the phone, Ad Rock, and like literally, if you go back and listen to it, Omar pulled it. It's literally me laughing like this in the background. Because the look on Kevin's face and the exasperated tone of Bean put me in my happiest place ever. Because you guys, when Bean can't steer an interview, then he's just mad. And then you trying to get any, well, he's dead. Yeah. You trying to get any question answered and nothing. And, like, throwing your arms up, amazing. But I will say this,
But we also prepared before that.
For sure.
Like, this time.
For sure.
We're not going to let this happen.
We're not going to allow
and
it.
And then it did.
It did. It did happen. I will say this about Mike D.
Yes.
I feel like he answers questions a little more. I think Ad Rock is the problem child that I respect so much more.
It's very cool.
But if they come in, I am so down for that.
I am too.
Those two.
We don't have a choice. We have to say yes.
Have to say yes.
And it's going to be a disaster. And I know that. And we're going to say yes.
I
can't wait.
I can't wait, you guys. Also, can't wait for this. McDonald's introduced a new Big Mac with four patties.
Wow.
What are you doing? It's called the Double Big Mac, and it has arrived. Four patty burger, dressed like your usual two patty Big Mac. But they're just going to add two more patties on it.
I'll say eat it.
For a limited time beginning Thursday. Kevin? Are you headed to McDonald's after the show?
I mean, it would be irresponsible of me not to.
And it would be weird if you didn't just because it's Wednesday.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
Thursday. Except that it's Thursday.
Right, there's that.
Yeah,
that
there's also that. So.
And you know how passionate I am about McDonald's.
I do, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Really quick, if you had any questions if the NBA should have canceled or not, it's answered. A second player on the Utah Jazz is positive. Superstar Donovan Mitchell, who's an incredible basketball player.
I thought you were going to say McNabb, and I was going to say, I have not been paying attention to basketball.
Donovan Mitchell and privately Jazz players are saying Rudy Gobert has been careless and touching other player stuff, and so it seems to be an outbreak on the team. So no basketball.
All right.
Makes sense.
So
what, chicken nuggets with that barbecue sauce? I don't know about you, but I know about me.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah.
What do you think other sports do? NCAA saying yesterday, we're going to play without the fans. You're done.
I don't
play.
I don't think any sport has a chance.
Yeah,
no.
I just think it's out of their control.
Absolutely.
So you sort of have to be safe and make the decision.
But hockey, sucks, I mean, it's cold. Coronavirus loves cold. Okay, my bad. Mm-hmm. All right, some birthdays for you. Ron Jeremy, Jig Tapper, Ron Funches, and the mother of mother. Harold Dean, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
And that's what's happening.
So everything changed last night a lot. It hasn't changed since late last night much as far as coronavirus. It seems like it's sort of the same. NBA suspended their season. Mm-hmm. They're saying in California, don't go to a group bigger than 250. Everybody's wondering about LAUSD. Mm-hmm. And they said that we're still on. The last I saw, they said they're still on.
Yeah.
But parents are like, hey, is it going to count against my kids' attendance if I keep them home? Mm-hmm. So how do you decide? Yes, Allie.
Major League Soccer is suspending its season immediately until further notice.
I feel like there's no choice now.
Yeah.
How long
yeah.
of that season were they? I don't know where they were.
Like they had just 3 weeks. Started, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Real
oh,
early. Man.
Started the season.
Because you know me, I'm an LAFC
big, yeah, soccer
fan.
Big
so
LAFC it, head, yeah.
Yeah, they'd only had three games.
Allie says that because she knows it annoys me.
One. Bella.
I it's just like.
So how do you make that decision for yourself?
Is yeah.
And how do you not panic? And mm-hmm. when you see that, I feel like today especially, you probably should check back occasionally because things are changing pretty rapidly.
Right.
And it's not beyond the scope of thinking that LAUSD would say, we're going to go ahead with school. Mm-hmm. And then an hour later, change yeah. everything. So you got to kind of check in. It's kind of a moving target.
Yeah. It the thing such, with, yeah. with LAUSD that you have to figure, those are kids that rely on that food
yeah.
to actually sustain
them, yeah.
them. And then parents that work full time, what
have
are
to.
They going to
yeah.
do? Like, it's just, it's so layered to say school's canceled. There are so many moving parts.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably the most concerning to me as, I was going to say as not a parent, but as someone just watching the situation, that's who I'm feeling for the most, the parents and the kids at these school districts. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and things are moving so fast, mm-hmm. too. It's like I think of the hourly workers and the people who have to work in order to pay mortgage or pay rent.
They need that next paycheck.
They need those paychecks. Even in just the last 20 minutes, just since we last looked, they have said that the NHL is going to be suspending the season later this afternoon. That came just about 20 minutes ago. They said expect an announcement later. And then A Quiet Place 2 has been delayed until further notice. So they won't even release that movie now. And that was a big release for that studio.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like every couple minutes we're hearing another thing. And it's so hard to keep a level head when so many things are happening. It's
Although if it keeps up this speed, it's going to make it relatively easy because no one's going to have much of a choice except for
right.
cancel everything.
Right.
And then you go, well, at least we can see where we land then.
I was saying on Monday, my drive from my house in Los Angeles to Westlake Village, I didn't hit the brake lights once. And people are posting pictures of like the 405 at 6:45 at night. I already feel like people are starting to heed that warning and aren't going out
yeah.
unnecessarily unless they have to. Because the roads in Los Angeles to have no traffic is eerie.
Yeah.
Absolutely eerie. But I'm curious as to what individuals are doing in their own daily lives.
Yeah, like what is changing or yeah. anything, just what you're encountering. So we're taking phone calls, right?
Yes, 1-800-520-1067. How do you decide for yourself and what mm-hmm. are your choices?
Or you can yeah. text message us at the sure. same number, 1-800-520-1067. And I guess we're all here together, man. We don't know what's
yeah.
going on. Everything's changing and it's a brand new, this is uncharted territory.
Absolutely.
And I'm not at all a panicker and I'm not panicked now, mm-hmm. but like last night my kids were going to take a trip in 3 days and I was like, you know what? I don't think I'd go.
Yeah.
And like, oh, what a bummer. We've been looking forward to it. I said, yeah, I know. But
was it in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, it's like you're getting on a plane in airports,
yeah.
and it's just all so up in the air.
Me.
It's like, okay, well, let's not panic, but maybe don't take that trip, because what's the downside of not taking that trip?
Right. Not fun.
Not fun.
Not
okay,
fun that I've been planning for months,
been looking
Dad.
Forward to it.
Come on, Dad.
No, everybody understands that. You just yeah. go, look, you got to make decisions, and sometimes they suck.
And right now, let's be honest, is the best time if you do have to cancel something because airlines are actually being
yeah.
cool about it.
They don't
for the
have a
first
choice
time.
Either, it
yeah.
feels like.
Yeah. yeah.
So.
You had a trip planned. You,
I did.
You talk about that.
And
now.
I was upset about it. 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Really upset that I still couldn't go. And it wasn't my yeah. choice. It was just everything was being canceled. I was like, all right, well. And then, you know, the last 2 days happened. I'm like, okay, yeah. well, it's safer just to be here and we'll move on. We'll take trips when we can.
Right.
It's no big deal.
That is absolutely scientifically possible.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067. What are you deciding for yourself and how do you make that decision and how are you staying away from panic, but how are you being responsible?
Exactly.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls and texts next. We're going to talk to Dr. Shannon Bennett and Dr. Drew as well coming up. But right now we're talking to you about how you make the decision of what you're comfortable doing and not doing. And Allison is online from Torrance. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, everyone. First off, I love everybody. Great show.
Thank
Big
you.
Fan. Long time.
Thanks very much.
So I have twin boys and a 4-year-old toddler. Go to preschool.
Hmm.
And I'm trying to keep a level head and wash their hands and not panic. But mm-hmm. I had a flight to Oakland in 2 weeks and a flight to Vegas to watch March Madness. But I have to cancel.
Yeah.
Because Vegas the buffets are going to be closed. They're not going to be showing the games. I don't even know if they're going to be playing.
I love that Allison's like, listen, I heard the buffets were closing. Right. We are canceling those plans.
Yeah, whatever with my four-year-old twins. Listen.
Yeah, the twins are irrelevant. I don't know if you know about the buffets in Vegas.
Yeah, the twins are just told so that you know how desperately I need a hot meal.
I see.
Yeah, it does make me feel sadder for you.
You're awesome as well, Allison. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. I hope you figured that out.
Yeah.
And good luck to your twins. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Your calls, your texts coming up next on K-Rock. Talking about the coronavirus, we're talking about it, especially in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. How do you make decisions on what you're going to do? Are you going to send your kids to school? LAUSD is not canceled yet, so it's like, okay, well, I'm not sure. Now you have to make a decision for yourself. How do you make that decision is the question.
You basically have to count everyone in your room. Is there 250 in here? If so, I'm out of here. That's basically what you got to do. We get text messages throughout the whole day at 1-800-520-1067. We are getting the total range of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Jacob from La Habra says he had a nasty cough and worked from home Monday and Tuesday. His manager gave him props for not getting anyone sick and coming in, which is the right thing to do. And he says he's lucky enough to be able to work from home and see the parking lots get emptier every day. So he says he's going to work from home for the rest of the week, and he'll listen to us, which is the best part of that text. All right. And then also 818, Mark from Canoga, he says, I'm doing nothing different. In fact, I'm looking into flights to Hawaii for spring break. Hashtag read the studies, which, I mean, that's the type of guy. I mean, really, it's the bookends that we look for.
I do like that.
Let's read the studies.
Let's talk to a bookend. He's Chris in Orange. Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Hi there.
Holy crap, am I really on the air right
now? Yes, you are.
You are on the air.
I freaking love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you.
So I have a wife and 8 kids. My kids are going to continue to go to school.
Did you say 8 kids?
Did you say 8?
Yeah, I have 8 kids.
Whoa!
Boys, Chris,
you're already irresponsible.
We get it. Your semen works. Jeez.
My 8 kids.
Hey, I'm already fixed, though. I'm fixed. I can't have any more.
Thank
that's
God.
It.
Phew.
Last one was supposed to be the last one. Ended up with twins. Mm. But that's another story.
Good times.
Wait, Chris, what are the age ranges? Yeah. What are your age ranges?
My twins are 7 and the oldest is 18.
Wow.
Okay, so how are you making the decision for yourself and your family in Orange today?
I mean, the only thing I'm worried about is my grandmother. My grandmother just turned 100 this past August.
Wow.
So, I mean, if any of us get sick, obviously we're not going to go anywhere near her.
Can we discuss the genes in Chris's family?
Right? Oh my God, they're made for war. This guy, crazy.
Now, Chris, is it... I suspect that you're making the decision with your kids because you want them out of the house. Is that true?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, there's 8 of them.
Okay. I thought that seems like a nightmare day.
He loves this thing.
Amazing.
All right, Chris, you rule.
They're all in softball and baseball, so, I mean, they're going to continue that, too. So.
Right.
All right. You're not worried, except for grandma.
No, not worried at all, except for grandma.
Chris can't have holidays with his family, though, because there's over 250 people.
That's true.
They show up at his place.
That's true.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening today. Chris, let's go to Nicholas, who's calling from West Hills. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you.
I called the other day about the life coaching.
Yes.
I was the coach of the year at the very last. You know what? I drive Uber in L.A. Mm-hmm. I just drove a lady to the airport. There's no traffic. She did an Uber pool to the airport, so she basically wasn't afraid of being interacting with other people on the way to the airport.
Okay, so wait.
And then the airport was empty.
So wait, Nicholas, when she said she's doing an Uber pool, did you go, hey, I'll just take you there on your own. Isn't picking everybody up a little risk?
I told her, basically, you're not afraid of anything because if you're traveling abroad and you're riding an Uber pool to the airport to meet other people. So what I did is I send my kids to school. I'm on my way home. I'm going to pack a couple bags. I told my wife, babe, you always wanted to go to France.
What?
We can go for $267 each. We're going. We're taking a chance. I'll pack some, like, a 5-ounce Purell bottle and some Lysol.
That's
a chance. You know, if we die in Paris. We're happy.
I feel like that ride changed your life.
Right?
That is baller. Nicholas, if you do that... If you do it for reals, you have to call us from Paris. If you really do leave and go to Paris, like, I'm not saying you have to be like, welcome to the cinema, but like, we have to hear you in Paris.
I got T-Mobile. I don't know if they're going to let me do that.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. All right.
Good point.
All right.
Good point.
Thank you for the call.
Absolutely scientifically possible.
Oh, okay.
Insane. All right, good.
That is crazy.
I mean, I don't know that I'm quite as loose as some of these
people. He literally drove a woman to the airport and was like, that's it. Pack a bag, baby. We're going to Paris.
I believe in us.
All right. Wow. Crystal in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right. How do you decide for yourself?
So I think one caller already mentioned this, but just kind of, you know, especially for the older members of your family, you know, taking caution. Like if you're feeling sick, you know, not maybe not going around them. But I think one thing I've been concerned about, too, is what if you're doing everything you're doing and people around you still decide to travel? Like, my mom has someone who works with her who just went to Europe a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, you know, now they're saying, you know, don't go to Europe. And they're, you know, what is it called? Trump did that, the whole ban thing where people from Europe can't fly here. So, you know, they're doing all they can do. But then when she comes back to work in a couple weeks or a week from now, what's going to happen to everyone else if she has it or was exposed to it in any kind of way?
I think that's why everyone is canceling everything, just because there are a lot of people who aren't being responsible and there are a lot of people who don't know they have it.
Yeah. For 2 weeks, you can have no symptoms.
They feel fine.
And now is the time that you are really looking to your company where you work and seeing how they react to the situation. Our company here said, if you are going or coming back from being in Europe, somewhere international, self-quarantine for 14 days.
2 weeks,
which is, I think, the right thing to do because you just don't know.
Just to be safe,
So it's really telling the way that some companies are handling this and some are just choosing not to handle it at all.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Crystal.
Yeah, good luck.
That's a tough one.
Good luck to your mom.
Stay safe. Aww.
All right, let's go to, where should we go? Let's go to David.
Yeah.
Because this is a good discussion. Good morning, David in Hawthorne.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good, thank you. You?
Very well, very well.
So how are you deciding for today?
Well, a couple things have happened recently to make me extremely concerned.
Okay.
My daughter came home from school the other day saying that the school she goes to had canceled a performance for her band class, that they've canceled a spring dance. And she said she overheard a couple teachers talking the other day about how they were possibly going to close the school all next week. One of the more concerning things is the, I guess, level of hysteria that the media is creating. For instance, we live with my grandmother who has dementia, and she forgets things on a daily basis. And for the last 3 days, she has just hysterically ran up to me asking me if we had Lysol wipes or disinfecting spray. And it seems it's like a reset button. Every day she's freaking out more and more. We went to a restaurant last week, and a family brought a young child in wearing a surgical mask, and they sat down right behind us. This poor little kid started coughing his brains out, and it kind of sent, like, some panic into me. And I immediately told my daughter, hey, we got to go. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but this could potentially be unsafe.
Okay, so did you do that orderly, or did you pick up Grandma and run out the door?
Well, Grandma was at home, thank God.
Oh, okay.
So
you were.
To,
she
like,
wasn't with
go
you.
Over
okay.
My shoulder.
Okay. Good. Make a run for it.
No, you know. Yeah, yeah. But it was concerning. You know, one of the things I kind of thought was like, how considering everything that's going on nowadays, how could you bring a sick child into the public?
Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And when you hear that, I mean, normally that is a panic response, but today that's probably a good choice to walk out of a restaurant if there's a kid coughing.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a time where we would go to dinner maybe once a week, frequently, in slightly crowded places, and we're just not doing that anymore.
Right.
You know, I don't go into public places that often anymore. I don't go shopping that frequently, and when I do, I usually try to stock up for a couple of weeks at least. So it's concerning. It really is concerning.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't really think initially that I would change my day-to-day life.
Same, but you also sort of didn't have a choice, and so you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It sucks being a grown-up, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, it really does.
It's not ideal.
Taking care of kids, right?
Thank you, David, for the call. Let's go to, how do you say your name, Shoshana?
Shoshana, that's right.
Shoshana,
very good,
From Sherman Oaks, hi.
Hey, party people. I've been listening since 1995.
Oh, you rule. Thank you.
Thank you. So check it out. So my husband is an emergency room nurse, and he says, people are overreacting, and all we need to do is wash our hands. So he says that too many people are coming in. Everyone thinks they have corona. And he goes, if everyone would just wash their hands, we'd be good.
I know, but I think it is a little, it is more scary if you think all I can do is wash my hands. That can't be enough.
But I also don't trust people to even drive safely, let alone keep track of their hygiene. I'm nervous with most people's responsibilities in normal
life. Listen, I'm a very clean person. I was not paying attention to my thumbs for a long time. So I'd be very concerned. But I think that's a good point. Yeah. He's in the ER. ER nurses, like, you're seeing everything. People coming in with a bullet to your head. You don't want to be dealing with people that should be at home just self-quarantining. If you feel like you have something going on and you don't have a suppressed immune system and you're not over 60 years old, stay the F home, put some blankets on you, and wait it out. If it gets bad and you can't breathe, yes, then is the time to go to the emergency room.
Or call first.
Yeah, to be inundating all of these services is a very bad thing.
True. All right.
That's right. Plus, I also work for LAUSD, and I will tell you, we've had meeting after meeting, and they're telling us, you know, use hand sanitizer, send kids to wash their hands. We're wiping down tables. We're wiping down handrails. But at the same time, I mean, kids are going to do what they want to do and wipe their boogers on everything.
Yes,
you know
kids
what
are
I mean?
Gross.
Yeah,
kids
sure.
are disgusting. They're animals.
So, yeah.
And I will tell you, the rumor on the street is that LAUSD will shut down, but, you know, they're thinking maybe tomorrow will be the last day, so we'll have a long spring break, but who knows?
Oh, yeah, so, spring break is next week.
Next week, for a lot of them.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Look, you got to be responsible.
Yeah,
don't
be
panic.
Responsible for yourself and for your family, and then work from there. Calm down and wash your hands.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We have new Killers.
Yeah, we do.
New music from the Killers.
Big time.
Very excited about this coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
I can't wait.
Same.
You know my feelings.
One of your top three.
Top three. I mean, I went to England to see them. Even though I wound up having the flu one acoustic Christmas a few years ago and couldn't see him.
That was a very sad night.
It was the worst night of my life. So night one of K-Rock Acoustic Christmas, I was starting to feel weird. And then you had me announce Cold War Kids. Mm-hmm. Do we have that tape of Cold War Kids, me announcing them? They put the mic in front of my face and the words didn't come out. Yeah. So
look, that's how we make decisions. Allie doesn't have a voice, so she brings on the band.
That makes perfect sense.
Right.
But then I just started feeling worse and worse throughout the night, and I thought, there's no way I miss seeing the Killers, right? Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cold War Kids!
Unbelievable.
Oh, no. So then that next night on Sunday, I wound up texting you guys in the afternoon, and I said, I can't believe I'm texting these words. I'm too sick to see the Killers.
Yeah, that's not... It wasn't possible before.
No.
Something we'd never experienced before.
It was...
And Allie's been talking about it for 2 months straight.
Oh, my God. I think for the past... the 2 months prior, every time the Killers would play, I'd say, you know that they're definitely playing acoustic, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed them.
That didn't work out well for you.
It didn't.
They were pretty good, by the way.
They were.
Always good live.
I will tell you this. Was I nervous when I flew to England to see him that they might cancel? Absolutely, because that is the way my life goes. But they didn't. Saw him.
Can you stay away from anything that we like?
Yeah.
For now?
Just for now.
Absolutely. Not
You're
a problem.
Loser.
New Killers music next.
Very excited about that. So Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, are in Australia working on Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis biopic. And they have both tested positive for the coronavirus. Mm. He put out a statement on his Instagram and Twitter last night explaining kind of what they were feeling and then said, well, the medical officials have protocols that we must follow. We, Hanks, will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires.
Oh, my God.
Again, man, not funny. Not much more to it than a one-day-at-a-time approach. And he says, we're going to keep the world posted and updated. Take care of yourselves. That was the first person that we heard had coronavirus where we went, wait a minute, you can get coronavirus?
You knew that in your head somewhere. But
For weeks we've known.
Wait, I can get it.
Yeah.
Then it just seemed real.
Tom Hanks isn't above it?
And it's the weirdest reaction. Everyone I know was like, oh my God, no, how is this possible?
He's the ambassador of goodwill. You can't
really
give it to him.
He really is. Such...
Did you know the reasoning behind the picture?
What picture?
The picture he posted with the Instagram thing. It was a trash can with a glove.
With gloves in it?
Dude, I didn't know it. Someone else explained it on the internet. But he has a collection that he posts on Instagram and in his normal life of gloves he sees in the wild. What? So there's like tons of them. Like he'll just be in like Times Square and there'll be a glove. He'll take a picture and then he'll post it. He likes seeing gloves at the Wild. And it was.
I mean, that solidifies that I will never follow Tom Hanks.
What the hell?
What is very going weird. On? But he found one in the hospital. So that was what that picture was to explain that he's in the hospital.
Oh,
he
Tom.
Kind of a weird tie in to the rest of his
wow.
strange collections.
Listen.
It's a sexy glove, though. Have you seen it?
Right. It's gorgeous.
It's sexy.
Yeah,
he also collects typewriters. So maybe he's.
Mm. Wow. He's Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Concerning. Well, also, so many talk shows are dropping audiences, and TV shows are filming. There's just filming halts all over the place. You've got Riverdale, we heard yesterday, has suspended production. A Disney Plus show, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, halted filming in Prague. Cast and crew were being sent home. Survivor scheduled to film March 24th in Fiji. They're scrapping that, postponing it until at least May. And Ellen announced yesterday her show would be doing it audience-less. Paley Fest has been canceled. It seems like everything is either doing the first step of saying no audience mm-hmm. or they're going just full tilt and saying canceled. Which
clap if you care.
I mean, I do. I think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. I do have to say I did enjoy a picture of an arcade in England where they were struck with inspiration after noticing that people weren't finding toilet paper at any of the stores. So you know those grabber machines that yep. you grab a prize and you have to make sure it goes real slow so you can actually have it?
And they're not strong enough to get most
ever,
of those gifts
ever.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've taken out all of the toys right. and replaced it with toilet paper. So there's a large machine.
They're going to be
rich.
You
have to use a Spider-Man doll. And now there's soap in there. There's hand sanitizer right. and toilet paper.
The
so congrats
gifts, yeah.
to you, Rob Braddock in England that owns an arcade, because you took a negative, turned it into a positive, but really it's just you getting rich because
yes.
you can never grab anything in those
correct.
GD machines.
That was a dumb idea.
Just saying. Just saying. Some birthdays for you guys. We've got Jake Tapper, who I mentioned when he came in one day, that he has resting bitch face. And he agreed, and it was fun all around. Ron Funches,
hey.
Delightful comedian, loves the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Jeremy, who has come in, and we don't need him to come in ever again, really. If we all agree.
Maybe not Corona. He's got a lot of other things.
A lot of other things.
Yeah, don't want them.
And, of course, the mother of our own mother mm-hmm. in studio, Jensen. Your mom, Haroldine.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Haroldine. And that's what's happening.
Brand new Killers and then Dr. Drew coming up next. Brand new Killers.
Uh-huh.
Caution. Who needs it? Am I right?
Good song, man.
That's a great song.
Sounds big.
Rules.
Yeah, sounds big.
We're going to play it every hour today.
I love it.
On K-Rock, top of the hour.
Yeah, so. That is going to appear on their upcoming sixth studio album, Imploding the Mirage, which I thought, oh, that's concerning. But I think it's not really the hotel.
Right, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I was there too.
Let's take guesses on Dr. Drew's frame of mind right now.
I can't.
You can't guess?
Nope, I've been thinking about it all night. Okay.
I think he is going to say, listen, we've got to remain vigilant. We've got to stay calm. Mm-hmm. But listen, don't go out into big places. Wash your hands, but let's all calm our teas.
I don't think he's going to say the last part, but I think I agree with you on his tone.
Yes.
Dr. Drew, good morning.
Calm our teas?
Yeah. Your tatas, tea.
Calm your teas, everybody. I'm going to be saying that the rest of the day. Allie got it. I can hang up now.
Okay. All right.
Wow, okay.
I'm done.
So she said everything that you're going to say.
Well, I'm saying the same thing I've been saying and worried about all along, which was that the panic is going to be worse than the outbreak. There are right now about 1,200 people with this condition in a country of 300 million people. And what bothers me is every model of contagion that predicts widespread does not take into account the massive changes in our behaviors that we're all manifesting in response to this thing. And now we've gone to extraordinary measures, like ridiculous measures, and it will stop. And that's it. It's over. It's not going to break down the door of your house. It's not going to get you in the street. It's not going to happen. And the probability of you knowing somebody or contacting somebody with this is remote. But let's keep it that way. So calm your teeth.
Got it.
I do sort of feel like we've now taken the last step that we can take pretty much, and that's cancel everything, and let's just see how it falls out. And it's all good.
Yeah. And I yesterday was convinced that, okay, if we were going to take strong measures, fine. we have to close down travel outside the country. And I haven't heard anything from the no border people. I don't understand how they can get behind that. How do we maintain a border if we don't want a border? But okay. Now I'm all for that because the majority, and I mean the vast majority of cases that we see right now are people who either contracted in Europe or China or had direct contact with somebody who contracted it in Europe or China. So if you cut down, that will eliminate the new cases. They've already clamped down on all the contacts. Now the new cases are going to get clamped down on, and you're going to see this thing start to drop off. Rather, it's got to go up first because we're going to start adopting any more people, but then it's going
to
go down.
That's the question. Do you have a guess as to how long it's going to go up before it stops going up? I know it's a guess, but...
I'm doing a nightly review of the day's news on Corona on Fox 11 at 7 o'clock every night, and I was on with Dr. Arnold last night, and we both began talking about going to football basketball games in June, and going to postpone your wedding until June. We both automatically said that, and the anchor went, "Oh, you guys when is this going to be over?" And we're all like, "Well, definitely by June, and maybe May." So we'll see.
Yeah, but Dr. Oz isn't a doctor.
Yeah, I like it when you talk, not when he
neither
does.
Are you, though, right?
I know, that, right. Both of us, neither of us have any experience.
Drew, a lot of people are under the impression that this is a virus that lives in cold conditions. Is this going to be one of those things like, oh, it's flu season, and then we have another flu season? Is that going to be the type of thing that this then comes back?
Next year. Oh, yeah, we'll come back next year, but by then we'll have a vaccine.
Okay.
By then, and again, where are the anti-vaxxers? They seem to be making the most.
Wow, Dr.
Right
Drew's on the attack today.
Wow.
Getting a vaccine. You want a vaccine all of a sudden, huh?
Right. Interesting. Right. Calm your teeth.
Listen, and by the way, the other thing that's troubling me is the use of the word pandemic. Pandemic is a technical term that just means a new virus, meaning something that came out of animals into humans, that is widespread. That's it.
Right.
A pandemic means nothing about its contagiousness or its seriousness. Doesn't mean anything.
It is a scary word to those of us that aren't doctors.
And that it hasn't happened since 2009. Or 2008, around there. It's like, it is a little scary to hear.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Which is why I keep telling everybody, on Monday I said, you're going to hear the word pandemic this week, and don't let it freak you out, because it just means it's new and it's widespread. Do you remember the last pandemic? Can you identify the last pandemic? This is the press that just learned about pandemic, so now that's why we're all freaked out about it. Do you remember when the last one was? Anybody know?
H1N1?
H1N1, yeah, swine.
Yeah, H1N1.
In our defense, we sort of looked into it.
Yeah, we have looked into
it. And it is, right, and it was a bad one. I was a victim of it. It killed young, healthy people. This one kills old people with medical illnesses.
Oh, that's fine.
That one killed 40 to 60-year-olds. It was very, very serious.
Yeah. Drew, what do you think of the NBA decision?
I think it's excessive, but fine. This is what we're doing. We're not going to have any public gatherings, so fine. I think the mayor's going to speak in a few minutes, and you're going to hear more about that in the L.A. area. So this is what we've decided to do. We're all going to get on board with this. Here's my concern, though. It's going to destroy lives. People are going to lose jobs, destroy businesses.
And that's true.
What if the LA Unified closes down? Then you're going to have kids at home who are reliant on the LA Unified for their meals. Yeah. Their parents are going to have to stay home from their jobs. How is that going to work? What are we going to do with all these people? And this, again, people were critical of me saying that somehow I was looking after jobs and the markets more than the safety and well-being of people. No, I'm trying to navigate between all that. I'm trying to prevent the panic, save the jobs, and let's get this thing taken care of. There are people that know how to do that. And I continue to say, keep listening to Anthony Fauci. He has upped his rhetoric a little bit. And fine, that I capitulate to that, and I listen to him. He's my North Star.
Mm-hmm. Would you still say that the coronavirus is Purell for you?
It's Purell.
That's the Alex Zolkin joke from last week. I'm trying to make you happy.
I mean, you really only go for only one time.
It is truly Purell.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
In the long run of Dr. Drew being an expert on things, where does this rank in the top five ever for you as far as busyness? And I mean, I think that's your phone buzzing with texts.
Is that what it is?
I think.
Hold on. Can I stop and get fixed?
No, it's okay. I mean, we know you're busy. I guess that's what I'm referencing.
It is. It's ridiculous. Every patient I take care of with mental health is contacting me now because they have the coronavirus, as far as they're concerned.
Right.
Every person I know wants, to be calmed down. I'm getting literally hundreds of texts and emails. and every radio station on earth wants to hear about it. And I'm as I call around the country, I'm in South Carolina right now. I'm traveling. I've washed my hands. I'm being careful. And I'm finding that people are really disturbed. They're really upset. And we can kind of talk them off the ledge by just being sensible. Just wash your hands, avoid contact, social isolation. This thing is going to pass in short order. This is not something that people need to be in a panic about. And so really the panic and madness of crowds is what we're dealing with, and that's dangerous.
Right.
And that's what I blame the press for. They should be calming that down. I think it's their responsibility. Not that they shouldn't report, but they shouldn't report with breathless urgency that everything is a nightmare that's coming your way.
I mean, there is a lot of talk about people going to the ER that don't need to be there, and then the people that need to be there can't get in and that kind of stuff. That's where panic really does hurt everyone.
That's part of it. And it's just, it's having effects, ripple effects everywhere. And again, let's just all agree that we're going to get on this ship together. We're going to do everything necessary.
We have to get on a ship now?
How the plague started, Drew, from rats on a ship.
Yeah, I don't do cruises.
Yeah, there's that. Well, the ship is Purell. That's the name.
Dr. Drew, we appreciate your time today. Go ahead.
We're going to take care. You guys, we're going to take care of this. This is going to be okay. It's good, but it's going to be Purell for a short while.
Okay. Let's just all calm our teeth.
Yep.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. Check out Dr. Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, or wherever you stream. And also get his podcast at drdrew.com. And every night at 7 p.m. on Channel 11, Drew's hosting
everywhere,
a coronavirus update.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, we appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's 20 minutes till 10. Time for one last look at what's happening with Allie.
We've been talking coronavirus all morning, and March Madness now, not so much with March Madness.
That is canceled, yeah.
NHL.
Canceled.
Not so much with the canceled. NHL now. Mm. Yeah. A Quiet Place 2. Delayed globally.
Canceled.
Supposed to be out next week. No, just delayed. Okay. That one's just delayed.
I don't have a delayed.
Yeah, well, then just stop playing canceled.
Okay.
Fast and Furious 9. Supposed to be out in May of this year.
Right.
They're going to push it back a little bit.
Delayed.
April of 2021. I mean, they're just pushing it, right?
Better safe than sorry.
That is the safest than sorry that I've heard so far.
But I feel like they do have to consider what movies are already planned to come out then.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to pick your weekend pretty carefully
with
your movie.
It's going to be quite crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fast and Furious 9 from May 2020 to April of 2021.
Hmm. It'll be really fascinating to see the movie industry, what happens with all of the movies that are supposed to be released in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
I can't imagine many coming out if they depend on international box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or attendance.
Yeah. Or money.
People buying tickets.
Yeah, or money.
I think all of that comes into play,
yeah.
For
maybe,
sure.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
We can talk to the movie man about that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
About, I mean, he sees movies for a living. Is that something that he thinks he has to kind of tailor down?
He barely sees movies.
He was working on that at the beginning of the week, though. He was tweeting, 250 people. Well, when are we going to close movie theater?
Guess I can't even go 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's been praying for this.
This is
he really sort of has.
Yeah. Best case.
How about this little boy named Oliver Cooper, 13 years old, sent home from school yesterday after he was caught charging his classmates 50 pence for a squirt of hand wash.
Oh, come on.
The budding entrepreneur made a total of £7, 40 pence profit, which he then invested. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. This is the Bill Gates of tomorrow. Yeah.
He then invested into a multi-pack of Doritos and a kebab for dinner. I love you, Oliver Cooper, with all of my heart.
What a businessman.
Wow, that's fantastic.
His mom, Jenny, wrote on her Facebook, it's very hard to discipline this behavior when his dad phones from work to call him a effing legend. Everything about this story is amazing.
He gouged, but somehow he made it cute.
He made it cute.
I really was disliking him until you turned the corner, and now he's a businessman.
Hello?
Yeah.
A multi-pack of Doritos and a kebab for dinner.
How do you argue with that?
Cooper.
He's a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
And if you look at the picture of him, I got this from Lad Bible's Instagram. He's just this sweet little boy in his little suit that he wears to school, holding the hand wash, like... You know what I did.
That's crazy.
Nice. However, it hasn't worked out that well for other people that are trying to make their own hand sanitizers. And if you make your own hand sanitizers, maybe not so much with the offering it up to other people, like a convenience store worker in New Jersey did. He's now facing charges after creating and selling a spray sanitizer that left four children with burns.
Oh my God.
So he didn't quite do the mix.
He's not
as
Oliver,
well.
Whatever that kid's name is.
Yeah, no, not as savvy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh no, it was a woman. They're not saying her name. But yeah, she mixed commercially available foaming sanitizer, which wasn't meant for resale, with water and packaged the bottles in her store. So whatever she did, there was an apparent chemical reaction. And the mixture caused some burns.
Nope.
Ma'am, again, you laugh at really weird things.
Rude.
Really weird things. Not weird. Rob Gronkowski, former New England Patriot. Rob Gronkowski has officially signed with the WWE.
That was just a matter of time, right?
Oh, 100%. So, yeah. He is set to debut 1 week from Friday on the March 20th episode of Fox's SmackDown.
They're still going to do it. They're having this Friday's one at their Performance Center. They're moving it from Detroit, a large arena, to a very small space in Tampa. Yeah.
Well, WrestleMania 36 is supposed to take place in Tampa on April 5th. We will see.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, of course, he signed with Fox Sports in October to be an NFL analyst. But his deal with the WWE, would it come into play? Like, what's he going to do? No. That deal spans multiple years, and the expectation is that his football gig will continue.
Here's an idea for free. He walks out, and he coughs. Another guy falls over.
that is the scariest wrestler.
That is a terrifying.
Corona Man.
Yep.
Corona Man, you guys.
That would be scary.
So much going on that is just very, very scary, including I chuckled at this, and I shouldn't have. But when I think back to this show, back when it was Kevin and Bean, seems kind of right in pocket. Two Russian pranksters are claiming they tricked Prince Harry into discussing Megxit and Donald Trump.
How did they do that?
Harry also blabbed about Boris Johnson on two separate calls reportedly made by two Russians that posed as Vovan and Lexis. They posed as Swedish environmentalist Greta Thunberg and her father.
Is this a scam?
It is a scam, and they say that they tricked Prince Harry into talking smack about all these people, to which I say,
wow,
how could that ever happen?
Someone who would do that, it sounds evil.
It sounds just like, let's say you called France.
I don't think
what?
Let's not get specifics.
And you portrayed yourself as,
right. I see what
you're
doing.
One of the most well known comics ever in the history of the U.S.
Even the rude and
see what
how
you're doing
would
there,
that happen?
But legally, we're not allowed to talk about
not
that.
Not seeing how those dominoes would fall without maybe like a world catastrophe.
Right.
At least think it out.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
That too.
Maybe them.
It's Corona time.
Okay. All right.
Hey, it's
we went almost the whole morning.
Right.
Yep.
We're feeling looser.
Good Lord. And you know my feelings about the Scottish singer, Lewis Capaldi. Mm-hmm. I love that little man. He's great.
He's unfortunate looking.
How dare you? Listen.
Try to not be mean,
you
but...
You can't have everything.
Right. Agreed.
He's an amazing singer.
Agreed.
Amazing songwriter.
Agreed.
Funny as hell.
Very funny.
Is he the hottest man I've ever seen? Possibly not. But does everything else add up to Bone Town? For some people, yeah. For me... Possibly.
Wow.
Lewis Capaldi is teaming up with YouTube for a new original series called Birthday Song. The web series will follow him as he discovers which song was number one on the UK singles chart when he was born, and then he sets out to record and perform his own unique version of it. To which I say, how is this a series and not just one show where he Googles something and then plays the song?
Okay, now here's...
This is
number one, I would like to see it.
I would like to see it, too.
Number two, maybe he then goes with other musicians? Is that the whole thing?
Well, the track that he, the song that was number one on the UK singles chart when he was born is Setting Sun by the Chemical Brothers featuring Noel Gallagher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe he sets out to chat with Chemical Brothers, to chat with Noel Gallagher. But then if you think about his relationship with Noel Gallagher, think back to when I did the story about Glastonbury, where they were outwardly feuding about stuff, and then he came out in a Noel Gallagher t-shirt when he performed at Glastonbury. Now, I'm in.
Yeah, agreed.
Guys.
But you think the whole series is just him doing that one song, not every episode being a different song?
The web series will follow the singer as he discovers which song was number one on the UK singles chart on the day he was born, and then sets out to record and perform his own unique version
there
of it.
There has to be other topics, because that's one answer.
You think.
Google it.
You Google it, then you perform it.
And that's
that
it, you're done.
Not even a whole show.
Yeah, I don't
know. So maybe he does when he's one, when he's two, when he's three. You have to add something to it. Yeah. You got to make a series out of it.
You have to. Or does he like set out to find the Chemical Brothers? Does he set out to find Noel Gallagher?
Must be difficult.
That type of thing.
Must be hard for the guy with all the resources of a TV show. Where are they?
I mean, it's on YouTube. Let's calm down.
That's true. I do think, maybe it's the whole journey.
I'm going to watch it because I enjoy him. I find him to be one of the funniest people ever.
Will you let us know how it is?
On social media. I will let you know. Okay. You're not going to watch it?
Probably not.
Dude, you're watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough to argue.
You got the time.
That's tough to argue.
Is what I'm saying.
I'm not happy about it.
All right. We've got some birthdays for you. Ron Jeremy, Ron Funches, Jake Tapper, and Harold Dean. Friend of the show and mother of mother.
Yes.
Mother being
remember, Jensen's nickname is Mother.
Yeah, remember that she taught us not to put shoes on a table or a hat on a bed. These are all things that she really believes.
That's
nonsense. Don't wear socks when you fall asleep. You'll get a headache.
Right.
That's all nonsense.
Just remember those for her day.
But I love her.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Harold Dean. And that's what's happening.
A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new show. We have Doomsday Preppers.
Who's laughing now?
Are you
at
a Doomsday
people?
Prepper?
Those guys seem real smart
they,
now.
They like, have their arms crossed. They're like, yes, and? Yeah.
Now you're coming
Suck
to us.
Yeah.
The Movie Man, we'll take a look at weekend movies. We've got our music features. That's My Jam. And Keep It 100 as well tomorrow morning.